Demonology, Physical Realm, Demonology Series. This message by Brother William Maron Brenham was delivered on Monday afternoon, June 8, 1953, at Roberts Park Amphitheater in Connersville, Indiana, USA. Kuituta kazamadimona, kalulo yanama, mukoloko watuto kazamadimona. Lingusale kamuzwale William Maron Brenham, nilikutalizo la mubulo musihali, mbuwana 8, 1953, kwa Roberts Park Amphitheater, mwa Connersville, Indiana, USA.
This is the first time I've ever did it in any of my meetings since I've been on the field. This is a new time.
Twalena, ye kinako ya pili ye nikile naeza, mwami kopano yaka kukala foni vezi mwasimu. Ye kinako encha.
Brother Baxter is gone and Brother Bosworth in India or in Africa. Brother Baxter, I don't know where he's at. He's gone somewhere. And the rest of them's out and gone.
Mzwale Baxter wile ni mzwale Bosworth umwa India kamba Africa. Nimuzwale Baxter anizivi kwa inzi. Wile kokungwi. Mibaba nguwabona vaile nibona.
And Billy and I are here alone. So we're just having a great time, this rice, slaying and eating.
Mi Billy nina luteni molu nosi. Kachwalo lunanifila na kuende ni kuzuwa fila kubulaya ni kucha.
So we kind of feel like it. Maybe we can, with the help of the Lord, we could carry the meeting right on to yourself.
Kachwalo lui kutuwa inge kuli luakona muendi katusu ya mulena. Nilukazu la pili mamu kopanoona chwalo. Lunalunosi.
That's the reason I was glad to see go over a little bit. For that one reason, I believe the Lord will help us do it.
Kona liba kani tabezi kubona halizu la pili hanyani. Kaona liba kalili mweleo. Nilumela kulimulena ukalu tusa kweza chwalo.
Now, you know, I love my management. I have some lovely brethren. Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore. All's got five of them. Baron Bonnenberg.
Chwale mwaziba kunani na alatasi chava sinibeleka nisona, nina nimizu wali wabande. Bosworth, Baxter, Lindsay, Moore, Kaufela, nina nibaba ketalizo wabona, Baron von Blomberg.
They're just very fine men, but there's just something about when you get a group of men together, one has one thing, one has another. Sometimes that's contrary to what I think myself.
Kiva na wabande fela, kono kuna nisisi mwi fela kaza, amuba nisikuata saba na hamoho, yo unani nito ili mwi, yo unani ye mwi. Foku mwenye kuna kushutana kamoni na hanela.
So, I feel like I'm just free now. We can just have a big time. Mm-hmm. Just roll up our sleeves and just dive in and eat.
Kacholo ni kutuwa inge ya lukuluhile chwale. Lukona fila kubanina kuende, lupute fila mazo wali hembe za luna, ni kui chocho meza matengi, ni kucha.
I think about rolling up your sleeves and having a big time. My first Bible was nature. I learned God through nature.
Nina anaza kuputa fila mazoo amina, nikuwa ni nina koyende. Bibele yaka ya pili neli pupo, neni tutile mulimu kufitila kuzebu pilwe.
And I love to fish. I love to fish. And you like to fish, sonny boy? If you like to fish and love your mother, you're going to make a good boy.
ni tavela kushuta. Mwoni latila kushuta. Minuwe namu tavela kushuta mshima nituwenji. Haiba utavela kushuta. Miu latabu maho ukawa mshima niomunde.
And even my conversion didn't take it all out of me.
Mineva chincheo yaka ni eskali zusakuna.
So one day I was up in the mountains of fishing away. I said for the benefit of this little boy.
Kachwalo za zile lingwi nenili mwama lundu. Inge nishute la kwa ule. Chwale ye kitu sofela ya mshima niyomu nya niyo.
And I was fishing up there in the mountains and for the other little kiddies of course sitting around.
Mine niswili kushuta kulokuwa ni mwama lundu. Amo ni wana na wangwi. Nisha inge luinzi kwa fasi.
And I was fishing trout. And oh, it's wonderful in the springtime. I go along there cutting every this trout just in the next hole, you know, like that.
Mine nusuli kushuta lingwelele mi. Oh, kina kuyende mwana kuyambumbi. Ni yanga kali na kozeo. Mine kuna ningwelele mwamusi mao tatama mwazibasi na chwalo.
I'm just praising the Lord and having a big time. Shout sometimes, drop my line down.
Mine nusuli fela kulumba mulena. Ni kwa nina kuyatabo. Inge ni huwa. Fokungwi na usaka shuto kaka.
I believe in shouting.
Amen, I sure do. Because I know something gets a hold of me, it just does something to me.
Nilumela mwaku huwa. Amen. Nalumela luli kakuli, nizibakuli kuna nsesi swalanga, mi sieza fila ntwe mwikuna.
So I've been gone quite a little bit that morning, and when I come back, the strangest thing, there's a lot of bear in the country up there in New Hampshire.
Kacholo neni kuzinyana, kakusasa na wani. Mi anio kuta ntwe ncha, Ncha, kuna nili bereze ngata mwasi bakasani, mwanyu amcha.
I had a little camp up there where a fish at. I had a little old tent setting up, a little old pup tent I've been living in.
Ninani Musa asanyana fahali mufani, kone shutelanga, ninani tendenyana inge ilikwani, nili tendenyana ya kale, kone nipila.
And a black bear is the most mischievous thing there is. So an old mother bear and a couple little cubbies that got in there and had they made havoc of my tent.
Mi bere yensu kona nto yena nikalole ahulukulo kuzeli tengi. Kacholo bere ya mshemi ya msali nilikwani nibana bayona. Mi nelitilo shandaula tende yaka.
Now what do you think I ought to have done to that bear, little girl back there with that red hair back there? I ought to got after him really, shouldn't I?
Chole muna nakuli, neniswane yakweza sikamanyi kwa bereani, musizana nyana kwani, nimilili efubelu, kwa mulao kwani, ninilukela kuimati za luli, njichwani.
But here's what she done. She come in, she tore my tent down, and she scattered everything out, and eat up all my food I had there, and she's just doing fine.
Kono, kizee zene yezize, ya tehamuhali, ya pazula tende yaka, niku hasa nyali kakaufela, niku chali choza kakaufela zene nina nikwani, mine ike tilefela hande.
So when I come up, away she went, and she squealed to her cubs. And one little cub run off with her, and the other went and run. He just sat there.
Kacholo wanitaha, kiani yamata, miyahu wela wanabayona, miilingwi, wanabayona, yamata niona, miyengwi, yapalilwa, yaina filafani.
And his back turned to me like this. And he was doing something. Now I didn't have nothing in my hand but a little old hand axe. I've been chopping around with some elders down there.
Mukokoto wayona ufulalezi kuu nasi na chwana. Mine sulikweza ntuengwe. Mine nisinasika mwalizo olaka kwa nda kapalo kihona. Ninsulikule misaze mkwani.
Well, she went off that far as, oh, I guess, that telephone pole out there. And she sat down.
Kihande, ya matafau liluli. Ho, nisepa inge, fakota ya luwa ileani, ya yoina fafasi.
She squealed this little old bear and he didn't pay attention to it. He just kept sitting.
Ya huwa kubizamwa na ayo na bere. Miena, nasa isizi kwa teningana. Na itulezifela inge ya inzifani.
I thought, what's that little fellow doing? I walked up a little closer and I was afraid to get too close, afraid she'd scratch me. So.
Now, Pulakuli, kanakani, kaizas kamani? Nasutila faka ufinyana, nenisa baku fita hulu faka ufi, nasa bakuli, nekakani ngwala ula. Kachwalo, kachwalo?
I couldn't see a tree and I know she could climb too, so I didn't want to get too close to her because I know the nature of bear.
Ne, nenisika abu nakota, minizi bakuli, nekaka pahama nikona. Kacholo, mine nisala tikuwa hulu faka ufinikona, kakuli nazibami kwa ya bere.
So, I went just a little bit closer, and you know what happened?
Kacholo, nasutila faka ufinyana, mi mwaziba zeneza halile.
I like pancakes. How many of you boys like pancakes? Oh, boys too. I've seen them put their hands up. We all like pancakes, and I just love them. And I like to pour honey on them.
Chole nilatama ngende ave sizwe fapani. Mi mwabaka imi na bashimani wala tamangende abe sizwe fapani. Oh, mushimani. Oh, na mushimani wakale hape ni wawoni bana mzima zoho. Kaufela lwa tabela mangende abe sizwe fapani. Nina na alata. Mini tabela kulambanga kwa teni linosi.
Being a Baptist, you know, that's what keeps us straightened out, you know. Is the honey, you know.
Kakuwa wa Baptist maziba. Kona zilubi ya hande inge luotolo hile maziba. Zona linosi maziba.
So, and listen. I don't sprinkle them. I really baptize them. I really pour it on where it's really good and heavy.
Kacholo mi muteleze, ani sasangi fatengi na chimbeka angaluli. Kukoloweza na selanga fatengi mani sitipuitipui kuchakulamba.
I don't just sprinkle a little bit here and there. I really pour it on them. Get them all filled up with honey.
Anilamba angi fela totu nyani fani fale na selanga zanga naluli. Kau fela ona tezi fela linosi kulombweka.
And then, you know, I had a bucket of honey up there, a half a gallon bucket of honey. And bears are very fond of honey.
Mi he mwaziba, ninani hemele yali nosi kwani, nilichika lili ngilali nosi mwabuleke. Mili bere, lilata hulu linosi.
So this little fellow had got in there and got the lid off that bucket of honey. And he was sitting there like this with this little bucket of honey under his arm like this. He got the...
Kona kuli, kanakani nekakeni mwahali, nikukwa ulasi kwa hezo fabuleke wali nosi. Mineka nzifani sinachwana, nivuleke wali nosi wani, kwalizo lako na sinachwana. Kaangamu, mi...
He didn't know how to eat it like you would, you know. So he just stuck his little paw down in and lick it like that. And lick it.
Neka saa zibi mwaku chela. Inge mwone mukaizila. Mwaziba, kacholo neka chimbe kafira minu anayako na mwatengi. Nikuluwaza sinacholo. Nikuluwaza.
And he turned around to look to me. And his little eyes was all matted together. His little belly was just as thick as it could be with honey.
Mikafe tu wako nitalima. Mime tu wako na nalamba kilwe kaufila. Mbayako na nilamba kilwe fela ilinosi kaufila.
He was just sitting there ducking his hand out and licking honey like that, just as hard as he could lick.
Neka nisifela faa ni kuchimbe kalizo, ni kuchimbula, ni kuituazaka, sinachwalo. Kapili fila mune kakonela.
Oh my, I thought about a good old time Holy Ghost meeting when we just get the bucket open, stick our hand down a jar and lick away. Just keep on going, just licking away.
Oh Maui, na upula na koende ya mukopa na wakale ya moya oke nile. Haluko alula fila buleke, ni kuchimbe kalizo lalu na mamu kope, ni kuluaza chwalo. Kikuzo la pili fila maziba, ingelu ituazaka chwalo.
And you know what the funny thing was, though? After that little fella got as much as he could, he let the bucket down and run off out there. You know what happened?
Mimwaziba ntuese isafatengi. Kasamulao, kanakani, asika ichezi, mone kakonezi. Kasulula uleke, nikumata kuikela. Mwaziba zeneza alive.
The mother bear and the other little bear got to licking him. So, getting the honey off.
Bere ya mushemi nitu anatotungi, zaka la kukalua zaka. Kuhuzusa kwatengli nosi.
Maybe our meeting will be something on that order, I hope. So we can just keep telling others and the glory of God falling upon us. All right.
Kacholo kihande mwendi muko pano waluna. Ukaba ntue cholo na sepa. Kulilukone fila kubulele la baba mwi. Nika nyamulimu ikawe la fali mwaluna. Kulukile.
I'm glad to see you little children out. I'd like to tell you something like that. And maybe tomorrow afternoon we have more time and we can talk a little more. We'll talk to dad and mother now about something.
Nitavela ulu kumivona banavanya ni kwanu, nitavela kumivulela ntocholo. Mimu endika msomusiali lunanina kwengata, mi milu wako na kwambula hanya nifapata, milu kambula kuwondate, nivoma kata waengwi.
We're going to talk on demonology. In Psalms 103:1-3, we read these verses.
Luka mbula kaza tuto, kaza madimona, mwalisamu 103:1, kuisafa 3, luwala litimana zee.
Most every minister and clergyman or Bible reader knows them by heart.
Ungata wabakutazi ni waituti bazabula peri kamba mubali wabibele uziba cholo kapilu.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Lumbe kamulena wena moyo waka. Nizeli kuna kaufela. Lilumbe kelebizo la haile likenile.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all of thine iniquity, who healeth all of thy diseases.
Lumbe kamule na wena moyo waka, mi usike walivala lituso za hao kaufela. Ye na yasu walilabu maswiwa hao kaufela, yafu ulisama tukua hao kaufela.
I want you to notice there, it was an all, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who healeth all of thy diseases. Now can we bow our heads just a moment?
Ni watakuli mulemu efo kuizwe kaufela. Yasu walilabu maswiwa hao kaufela, yafu ulisama tukua hao kaufela. Chwale, aluina misengili tozaluna.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this afternoon for being out here. We thank Thee for these little children that's sitting around. They're the men of tomorrow and women, if there is a tomorrow, if Jesus tarries.
Chwale, ndate ya kwali halimu, lwaitumela kuwe na musiali wo, kakuba kulomo. Lwaitumela kuwe na kava na wanya ni wanzimo, kona wana wakamuso ni wasali. Haiba kuna nikuba kamuso, haiba Jesu ali hakutaha.
And now, Father, we pray that you'll bless us now as we're talking now on your word and about the great enemy we have, Satan.
Michwale ndatelu la pelakuli, kuli ulufu yole chwale halusi likuwa mbola fali nzula hao. Nikasi la sestuna silunani, satani.
We pray, God, that you'll let us put a front out, a mechanized unit here, the power of God that'll withstand him tonight in every inch of his ground, Lord.
Lwala pelamulimu kuli, ukalu lumeleza kubea kwa pilisi waka sisi na nimu sebezi. Handefa, kama atamulimu, aka mutibela busi uwo, mwasi waka sahai kaufila mulena.
And show him that he don't have no legal rights at all, that Christ defeated him in our stead there at Calvary.
Nikumubo nisakuli ana tukelo neva ekana, kuli kreste umu komile, mwasi waka salunafa kauvari.
When he died and he spoiled principalities and robbed Satan of ever his power that he had.
Hana shwile mi aliangansa milonga, ni kubiangula satani kwa mata ana vile niona.
And God give us wisdom and understanding now to know and to explain to the people how that they might know how to be healed and to defeat Satan. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Mimulimu lufebutali ni kutwisi sochwale. Kuziva ni kutatula kwa sichaba mo, walukira kuzibera mwakufolisezwa ni kukoma Satani. Kalibizo la Jesu lalapera. Amen.
Now for a few minutes we go to speak on demonology. You hear so much about demons.
Chwale mizuzu yeli kani lukabulela fakwe tuti akazama dimona. Mutu anga huluze ngati akazama dimona.
Now tomorrow afternoon we'll probably finish up. I wanted 2 days of this week anyhow to preach on this, or 2 days for afternoon services to talk on this.
Chwale kamusomusi ya liluka afeleleza, neni watamazazi amabeli asunda yeni hakulichwalo. Kako kutaza sefela, kamba mazazi amabeli mwali sebelezo za musiali kutuwa mbola fataba ye.
Now, the first thing, what a demon is. You hear so many people talking about a demon.
Chwale taba pili, akidimona niyo. Mutuanga hulu batu babangata, baba bulela kazama dimona.
Well now, a demon, devil, all comes from one word, and in the English it's called tormentor. A fellow that torments is a devil, an evil one.
Kiande chwale ki dimona diabolosi, kau feralizwa kwali nzwi lililingwi, mimasi kuwa ibizwa kuli mnyandisi, mutu ya nyandisa ki diabolosi yena yamaswe.
He say, now the Bible today is to many people is some old back book that grandpa and grandma read or something like that.
Na izi, chwale, vivele kachenu kikuli, kubabangata, kwa watu wabangata, kibuka yengu yensu, yene babala anga woku kubaba sali ni babana, kamba ntue chwalo.
There's not much to it, it's for the old folks and so forth, but that's wrong. It's for everybody.
Akuna zengata kuyona. Kia batu vai kale, ni babangu chwalo, kono au kima fosisa, kia mutu kaufela.
And demons are tormentors that torment us.
Mi madimona kiba nyandisi babalu nyandisa.
Now there is demons that comes into the soul of man. And that is in the phraseology, that would be in the, I'd say this though. The demon that comes into the soul is something that torments the soul.
Chwale, kuna ni madimona atanga mwamoyo wa mutu. Mizeo kikuli mwamubulelelo zeo ikonakuba, zeo ikonakuba mwa. Niko na kuri akuli nitengi dimona yeta ama moyo kona yenya ndisa moyo.
Many times you can see a person maybe of insanity. Now they may be yet a converted person filled with the Holy Spirit and yet be totally insane. See.
Lina kozengata mwako na kubona mtu mwendi mwakusitana. Chwale wako na kuba mtu yaba kile mane yate zimo yao kenile kono nitengi usitani. Mwabona?
That's right. That has nothing to do with the soul. It's a tormentor. Something that torments them.
Yeo kiniti, zeo halina za kweza ni moyo. Kimu nyandisi mwabona, kintu yesu likumu nyandisa.
Now all sickness, we have to find first, that all sickness came from the devil. God is not the author of sickness. No sickness comes from God.
Chwale, matuku kaa ufela, lunani kufumana pilikuli, matuku kaa ufela azwele la kudiabolosi. Mulimu hakie na mukalisi wa matuku. Hakuna butuku bobu za kumulimu.
God sometimes permits Satan to put sickness on you as a whip to bring you back to the house of God when you've disobeyed.
Mulimu fokungwi ulumeleza anga Satani kupea matuku kumina. Kakuba tupa ya kukukutisiza kwa ndu ya mulimu haukeluhile kwa kuutwa.
But sickness in its beginning come from the devil.
Kono butuku kwa makalilo wabona buzwa kudiabolosi.
Could you imagine a person would believe that God, our Heavenly Father, would be the author of such a thing as sickness and death.
Kana mwakona kunana kulimutu, ukalumela kulimulimu, yenanda taluna ya kwali halimu. Ukona kubaye na mukalisi wali kaze chwalosi na matuku, nilifu.
Well, no, he isn't. Never was, never will be.
Kiande vatili, hakiyena, alikubabe yena, hana kubafatengi.
God permits death because of disobedience. God permits death.
Mulimu ulumeleza angalifu, vakensa kusautwa. Mulimu ulumeleza angalifu.
As one writer said, all that death can do, God harnessed it to a buggy, and it pulls us into the presence of God, a believer. But the word death means separation.
Sina mungoli alimungwi, mwana avulelezi kuli, kau felaze likona kweza lifu. Mulimu na alita melezi kwa kochikala, mili luhohela fapila mulimu. Kimu lumeli yo? Kono linzula kulilifu, litalusa kauhano.
Jesus said, He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
Jesu naize ya utwa manzwi aka mi alume laku, yani lumile, una ni vupilo vusafiri.
And he said, I am the resurrection life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Minaize, kina zuho, upilo, yalume lakuna, ni ashwile ukapila hape. Miapila kaufila, miyalume lakuna, anakushwa.
And we packed the bodies of each other over the saintless of our graves. But he shall never die.
Milulu alanga mivili ya ufi ni ufi kupumbe kafali mwalibi talaluna. Kono ye na yo, anakushwa.
Now if you watch when he spoke of Lazarus, he said, Lazarus sleepeth.
Chole haba mtoko mela hana avulezi kaza Lazaro, na ize Lazaro ulovezi.
The disciples, man like we are, they said, oh, if he sleepeth, he doeth well. He meant taking a rest, what they thought.
Valutiwa, vatusi naluna molu inezi sebali. Oh, haiba ulovezi, ukaba hande. Na talusa kupumula, muneba upulera.
But he'd come and talk to them in their language. He said, he's dead, what you believe. But said, I go waking, waking.
Kono ataha, mia ulela kubona, mamusho wabona, miali. Ushwile, mumulumelela. Kono ali, naya niomuzusa, niomuzusa, mwabona.
See, when you're, death means separate.
Mwabona, haunani, lifu, litalusa, kauhano.
Now, if one of you should, one of your family die or something, he is, if it's converted, they're not dead.
Chwale, haiba alimungu wamina akona, alimungu walubasi wamina ashwa. Kamba ntwengwi, uchwalo, haiba ubakile, asika ashwa.
They're dead in the humanistic standpoint, but they're just separated from us, but they're in the presence of God.
Ushwile mwametu avutu, kono yo ukao hanyizwe fela kuluna, kono winzifapira mulimu.
They're not dead and they can't die. It's impossible for him to die.
Hasikashwa, mi hako nikushwa, akuko na alikuli ashwe.
Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment but has passed from death to life. So he can't die.
Jesu naize ya utwa manzu yaka mi alume lakuyani lumile, unanipupilo busafiri, mi anakutaha mwaka tulo, kono usazule kwa lifuku kena maupilo. Kachwalo, hako nikushwa.
Anything that's immortal, eternal, it can't perish. It's imperishable life. He's got it because God has given it to him.
Kau fela sisa ashwi kuyakwile, asiko nikushwa, kibu pilo wabu sa ashwi, unanibona, kakuli mulimu, ubu file kuyena.
And not meritorial, it's unconditional. God gives it to him.
Mi haki, akitumbo, inani hainamulao, mulimu ubu fa kuyena.
God calls. No man could come to God except God called him. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father calls him, draws him.
Mulimu waviza, akuna mutu ya kunakuta akumulimu, kwanda kuli mulimu, umuvizize. Jesu naize, akuna mutu ya kunakuta akuna, hai sindati amuvize, amuhohe.
Is that right? So it's God and all? Maybe tomorrow afternoon we'll get a little bit more on that because we want to get this thing of disease to you so that you'll see that
Kichwalo kana, kona kuli kimulimu mwali kakaufela, mwendika musomusi ya liluka kena mwabutungi wazeo, kakuli ni wata kufitisa taba ye ya matuku kumina. Kuli mkone kuivona.
There was a time when we become germatized and our great-grandfather, you know that, doctor knows that.
Nekuna ninako, aluka lakuteha kubuku kwa luna babana, maziba chwalo, doko tawaziba chwalo.
Well, you do too, you Bible readers. You know the germ of life started in your great-grandfather to becoming a germ and come out through your grandfather, then into your father, and then to your mother, and where you are now. That's right.
Kihande mwaziba nimina mina babaliba bibele. Mwaziba kuli kokwani ya bupilo ne ikalie kubokuku wa bokuku wa mina babana. Kuli ive kokwani epila. Miyata kubokuku wa mina babana. Miya kena kuenda tamina. Miniku kena kuboma mina nikuta afo mwenzi chwale. Yeo kiniti.
Scripture even teaches that. Here's the scripture for you. If you want, I believe it said that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of Abraham, which was his great-grandfather. Is that right? So see the germ become back there.
Mangolo mane aluta cholo. Kireli ngolo lamina haiwa mwabata. Nilumela kuli ivu lezi kuli. Levi na alifile zabuli shumi. Inge asali mwali teka za Abrahama. yana aliye na kukwa kukwa hai wa muna. Kini tieo, kacholo mwabona, kukwani neikalezi kwani.
But your souls were made up before the foundation of the world when God created man in his own image. Spirit of man.
Kono mioyo ya mina neilu kisizwe kusikaizi wakale muto mwalifasi. Fani mulimu abu pamutu kasi swaniso sahae, tota mutu wa moya.
Not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. See?
Isi ngi muna mwasi swaniso sahae tota, kono mutu mwasi swaniso sahae tota. Mwabona?
And then he made them male and female before he ever had a man in the dust of the earth.
Mihe abaeza muna ni musali, kale asikaba kale ni mutu, waliluli lalifasi.
Wish we had a chance this afternoon to take a time and go back into that. You see how God, now it's between the line, but when you see it, it comes right up with the line.
Kambelu na nikolo musi yaliwo, niluka angana kwa yaluna, nikukutila hande kuzona. Mubone fila momu li mutuale, limuwa ala mibamba, kono amubona lita hande ni mubamba, mwabona?
How did God back in the beginning what he did there, and how he moved down into the earth, and how that he made man in his image.
Kulimane, mulimu kwa mulao kwa simulo, sana aizize, kwani mi mwana aza maizu kuta mwalifasi, ni mwana aizilize mutu mwasi upeo sahaye.
And then God turned around was made in the image of man, to redeem man.
Mihe mulimu afetu wa miaza mutu mwasi waniso, kutoli ura mutu.
Now when God made man in his image, he was a spirit man.
Chole mulimu, ana abupire mutu mwasi upeo sahaye, na alimutu wa moya.
And then there was no man to till the soil. Then he created man out of the dust of the earth.
Mi chwale nekusina mutu wakulima mubu. Mi abu pa mutu waliluli lalifasi.
Now chronologists and so forth, and these people search and get old bones and so forth, and believe in evolution.
Chwale baba talima kaswanelo ya minda andu ya likeza halo. Mi batu bao baba batisa nikufuma na masapo nizengu cholo. Nikulumela mwazuro pilu yanakon.
I believe in the right kind of evolution. Man evolutes from himself, but not all from oneself.
Nilumela mwazuro pili yene yanako, mutu uzule kuye na anosi, kono hakikuli kaufela uzo kwa selu ilingwi.
No sir, because a bird has been a bird ever since God made him a bird, and a monkey's been a monkey, a man's been a man. That's right.
Vatilisha, kakuli nyunyuani ivile nyunyuani wana chwalo, haisamba mulimu aivupa ili nyunyuani. Minjoko ivile njoko, ona chwalo kuzwa koo, mutu vile mutu ona chwalo. Yokiniti.
Now, I was talking to a doctor here a while back in Louisville. He said, while Reverend Branham...
Chwale, nenisuri kwa mbola ni dukuta kwani, kwa Louisville. Now, is King Reverend Branham...
I was talking about how the natives of Africa, how they eat. Just go down, but oh, some of the awfulest things you'd ever see, how they would eat.
Nenisuri kwa mbola kamova tuwa mwa Africa, mwene bachela. Kuya kakushetumuka choloka, oh, ntuengu yalika zemaswe, zemu kire mwabu nafatingi, mwabachelanga.
Yes. Pick up things that's contaminated, maggots in it, just shake them around. Maggot and all. Don't make any difference to him. See?
Kiku nopa fila likaze volile ni mabu kukuzona. Va tutula fila kwa tengi, mabu kunize mwikau fila. Hakuna chutano nieka na kuyena. Mwabona?
They said, drink anything, don't make any difference what it is. He said, but Reverend Branham, them people are not human. I said, oh, yes, they are. They sure are human.
Babule akuli, va inuela fila likakau fila. Hasiezi chutano, kambalichwani. Kiali, kono Reverend Branham, watu wa ni hakivatu sakata, senili, ni kivatu, wona luli kivatu.
I said the closest thing to a human being in the beast line is a chimpanzee, and you tried for 4,000 years to get one mutter out of that chimpanzee, and he can't do it.
Nali, sesi sutelezea hulu kumutu mwali bupi wa zalivata na kipombwe. Mimuli kile kamia hayeli kitizene kuunga karulo ilingu ya pombweo, miha ikoni kwa cholo.
I said, because he can't think. He has nothing to think with.
Senili kakuli haiko ni kuna hana. Aina sakuna hana kasona.
Or you can learn him little things like a horse, gee and haw, or put on glasses, or smoke a cigar, or balance himself on a bicycle, ride a horse, or something like that.
Oh, mwakona kuiluta lika azeli kani, inge mbongolo, gee ni ho, kamba kutinama glasi, kamba kuzuba kwai, kamba kuzuba kuchoba njinga, kuvelesa pelesa, kamba kweza ntwe cholo.
It's just like gee and haw to a horse, or to a dog, or something like that. I said he's an animal.
Kono inge fela jii ni ho kwa mbongolo, kamba wheat kwanja, kamba ntoyengu cholo. Nali, kifolo folo.
But you let me go back in Africa to the wildest tribe they got. And that's the little tribe of the Bushmen.
Kono munilumeleze nie kwa Afrika, kwa mushovo wa mataka nyenea hulu oba nani. Miwani kimushovo wa masika abombo nezikai.
Now I said probably his great 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 grandfather never saw a white man or nothing.
Minali ni sepakuli wokuku 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 ahae ni masika bona kale fatengi muna wamkuwa kamba mane kutokwa.
The only thing that he knows, he don't even know which is right and left hand. The only thing he knows is eat, and he eats what he can get his hands on.
Ntofela ya ziba mane azibikuli kilifilizo labulio nilanzo hoto. Ntofela ya ziba kikucha. Miwiche la kau fela zete ya mwema zwa hae.
It's human flesh, anything else. Don't make any difference to him. Just so he eats.
Hae bakina mayamutu, sika kau fela, asie zishuta no kuyena. Zaba tafela kikucha kihona.
But let me get him at 5 years old, and at 15 years old, he'll speak good English and have good education. Why? He's got a soul.
Konalu wonengi ni muunge kami haye ketali zoho, mifami haye lishumi kaye ketali zoho, ukabula sikuwa sisi nde, nikuke na sikolo hande, kiingi, una ni moyo.
God made him a human being, and he's got just as much right to hear the gospel at least once as we have the preaching around here all over America, to the people over and over and over, begging, persuading, and everything.
Mulimu na mubu pile kuwa mutu, mane una ni tukelo ya kutuwa evangeli hande, mbwesha na koili ngwisi na molubezi ni kukutaza kwanu, mwa Amerika kaufela kwa sichaba, kafani, kafani, kafaa, ni kukupelela, kukombelela nilika kaufela.
Let him hear it one time and watch him scream and run to the altar real quick. See? Yes, sir.
Mumulu meleze ali utuena kwa ilingwi, mkamubona mwaka huwela. Ni kumatila kwa katala kapili. Mwabona? E, nisha.
That's what my heart is, brother, today when I think of Africa and that poor little black hands raising up saying, Brother Branham, one more time about Jesus.
Kona moi nezipilu ya kachwalo mzwale, kachenu wani upula za Afrika. Ni batu ba, ni baba shebile, ba nanula mazu wabu na mansu muhali mubali. Mzwale Branham, hangui fela kaza Jesu.
Oh, mercy. There's something in me digs and burns. Just as quick as I get money enough up, I get over there too.
Oh, sishemo. Kuna nisesi mwikuna. Sesi kata nikubila. Kapili nisafu manafela kapenenya na hande, nikaikela kulo kwa ni hape.
That's what I do with every penny I get. Everything God knows besides just what I can eat and most people give me my clothes.
Kona zini ezanga kwa mashele nkaufela enifumana, lika kaufela mulimu waziba, kwa nda kuba fela nizeni kwa nakucha, niva tu fela vani fanga liyapalo.
And just what I can barely live by myself, just as close as I can, I throw it right into missionary funds, which the government has arranged. I don't even pay income tax on it.
Nizeni kuna wafela kuipili sakazona. Na kasi bilibu kaufela mwani konela, nilikoleka mwama sheleng amusebezi wakuhasa nyali nzwi. O muso ulume na ilize. Mwana nilifangine wa mitelo kuyona.
To get up $3,000 or $5,000 and I take a cross over there and preach the gospel to the people that I know at that day I'll have to answer. Now I'll know what I answer for.
Kuunga mwendi madola amala lukamba amane, ake talizoho. Mini aisa kwa nikuyo kutaza evangeli kwa sichaba aseni zibakuli, kaza zilani nikawikalabila. Mina aziba zinika alaba.
I used to, when I go in a city, I'd hold a big meeting back when they had lots of money and they have great campaigns and thousands of dollars. I'd give it over to Red Cross and so forth.
Ninibanga chwalo, ane nikena mwamunzi. Ninibanga ni mukopa na omu tuna. Ingeba ana ni mashile nga mangata, mibaba nilikundize tuna ni madola likiti kiti. Ninilifanga kuwa Red Cross, nibaba ngechwalo.
No slam to them. But coming down the street in a $4,000 car, the big diamond studs on, smoking a cigar, and $500 a week on the money that sick people, no sir. No indeedy.
Chwale chwale, akikuwa umanya, konwane nita mwanzila mwamota yele kama dola aizali kitizene, ye na nilita misoza diamond. Inge azuba kwai, nikuwa nima dola aizami andaye ketalizo ufasunda, au bakuli, vatili sha, vatili kutokwa.
Only as soon as you get out of the city, they set a holy rollers and everything like that and making fun and down in the religion that we're standing up for? No, sir.
Mikuzo na ze, musazo wa fira mwamunzi bali, vapikulu hiba wa kenile, nilikaze nguze chwalo. Mikuwa nilishiha, ninyanyifa za bulapeli bobo liemela, vatilisha.
I take it myself and before God is my judge, I put it in the gospel work counter so I know it on that day that when I have to give an account for my stewardship, it's given correctly.
Na itobuanga zona, na. Nifapira mulimu sinamuatuli waka. Nilivea mwamu sebezi wa evangeli kwa busekwani. Kachoro nizwakuli. Kali za zila ninika. Hanika iyo ikalabila kabukombwa waka. Lifilwe hande kaswanelo.
That's exactly right. Because I realize as I treat the people, I'm treating God.
Yeo lulikiniti. Kakuli nile mwakuli. Mwani ingela sichaba. Kona mwani ingela mulimu.
Just my attitude towards you is my attitude towards Christ. Your attitude towards me is the same thing. That's right, towards Christ.
Mubonelo wa mwezezo waka kumina kona mubonelo waka ku Kristi. Mimubonelo wa mina kuna kintu eswana yokiniti ni ku Kristi.
Now, to see a people like that and see how that a human being then with an immortal soul now that can't die, can't perish, can't do nothing but have everlasting life, that God sovereignly in his own will gave it to you.
Chwale kubona batu baba chwalo ni kubona kuli mtu chwale yana ni moyo osa ashu chwale zeo haliko ni kushwa, haliko ni kuyunda, haliko ni kubasi na kau fela kwanda akuba ni bupira obusafiri. Yeo mulimu ya pahami mwa tatu ya hai tota umifilezo na.
And let me correct this just a little bit or say something. Somebody's going to go and say Brother Branham is a Calvinist.
Me chwale he, chwale na alubonengi ni siku lueta ba yeo hanyani, kamba ni wole lento engwe. Yomungwe ukazu wa inzavu ya kuli, mzole Branham kimu kauvini.
No, I'm not. I'm a Calvinist as long as Calvinist is in the Bible. But when Calvinist gets out of the Bible, then I'm an Armenian, see?
Vatili ani chwalo, ni mkauvini haivile fila kauvini imuwa bibele. Kono, haba mkauvini buzwa mwa bibele, kona kuli ni wa Armenian, mwabona?
I believe in holiness and I believe in Calvinist too. But both of them, one run out on the limb and went this way and one ran out on the limb and went that way.
Nilumela mwaku kena, minilumela mwabu kauvini hape. Kono bubele wazona, yo umataka mutai o, niku yane kule. Miyo umataka mutai wani, niku yane kulani.
If it wasn't for the book of Ephesians to bring it back and put it in the right place where God did, we'd all be all mixed up.
Kambe nesibuka ya maefese. Kulikutisa nikulivea mwasibaka, sisi wanela, momu limu nasibe ile, kau fela nilikali angana.
But they both got a doctrine, but they go to seed on it, each one. That's the holiness and the Calvinist too, the Armenian.
Kono bubeli wabona vana ni tuto, kono vana ni kutoma peo kuyona, yengu ni yengu, koo kona kukena nivuka uvini hape. Mwa Armenian.
Now, Calvinist has something true. I believe that the Calvinistic doctrine.
Chwale maka uvini, vana ni sisi mwisaniti, nilumela kulikituto ya vuka uvini.
I believe this in security. I believe the church has eternal security.
Nalumela chwalo, mwasilelezo. Nilumela kulikeleke ina nisilelezo yaku ya kuile.
Any reader of the Bible knows that because God's already said it would appear yonder without blemish. Is that right? Then it's going to be there. Is that right?
Muvali wabivele kaufela uzibawa na chwalo. Kakuli mulimu na avulezika lekuli. Likabu na hala kusinabu maswe. Kichona kana? Kanti likaba tengi. Kana kichona?
The church is eternally secured. Now are you in the church is the next thing. If you're in the church, all right. You're secured with the church. But you better stay in the church.
Kakulibi, keleke isilele lizoku ya kuile. Chole, kana mwinzi mwa keleke, kona antwe tatama. Haiba umwa keleke kulukile. Usilele lizwe ni keleke, kono ki hande, wine mwa keleke.
And how do you get in the church? By shaking hands? No. Putting your name in the book? No, sir.
Mi, kana ukena chone mwa keleke, kakuswalana mwa mazo onji, vatili, kungolisa libizo mwa buka anji, vatili shaa.
By one spirit we're all baptized into one body, and that body God judged at Calvary was the body of Jesus Christ, and we're baptized into that body by one spirit.
Kamoya ulimungwi lunaka ufela lukolobelizwe mwamubili ulimungwi. Mimubili wo, mulimu na wa tuzi fa Calvary. Nelimubili wa Jesu Kriste, milukolobelizwe mwamubili wani, kamoya ulimungwi.
We have eternal security as long as we're in the body of Christ. Nothing can separate us, nothing can touch us.
Luna nisi lelezo yaku ya kuile. Haibile fila lumamu vili wa Kristi. Akuna ze konakulu kauhanya, akuna ze kaluswala.
If you go out, you go out by your own will.
Hauzwela fandi, ukazwela fandi, katato ya hao.
But just as sure, if you're in the body of Christ, as sure as Jesus rose from the dead, you'll rise too.
Kono ube fila ya ziba handi, haiba umamu vili wa Kristi, sina fila Jesu, mwana azwezi kwa bafu, ukazua nwena.
God's already done that. You can't sin. Or you do, I might be a sinner in your sight, but if I'm in Christ, God don't see it because his sins atones, his blood atones for my sins there. See, I can't sin.
Mulimu uweze kalezeo yena, hauko nikweza sibi. Ho uweza, nako na kupa mweza libi, mwametu wa hao. Kono haiba ninzi kukreste, mulimu asiboni, kakuli libi za hae, litapisa, mali ya hae, atapisa libi zaka, fo, mwabona, aniko nikweza sibi.
He is born as God does not commit sin for he cannot sin. The seed of God remains in him, see?
Ya pepiro ki mulimu haizi sibi. Kakuli hako nikweza sibi. Peo ya mulimu ipira kuyena. Mwabona?
He's willing to, if he's made the mistake, sure he's right then willing to confess it. If he's a real Christian, he will do it.
Yenawai takaleza, chwalo haiba afosa, luli ukata vila kubaka wanafuku kapiri. Aba kimu kreste waniti, ukaeza wanacholo.
If he holds it back, he shows he ain't got nothing in the first place. That's right. He hasn't got nothing to begin with. But if he's a real Christian.
Haiba itulela fila ubonisakuli, hakuna sana nisona kakukala, yeoko na niti, hakuna sana ni kakukala. Kono haiba kimu kreste waniti.
Right here, you plant a grain of wheat in the ground, it'll always be a grain of wheat. Cuckleburrs may be all around it and everything else, but it'll be a grain of wheat as long as it stands. Is that right?
Wanafaa muchala peo ya buloto, ikana ivanga peo ya buloto kamita, liseto zako na kuivea mwali, nilika kaufila. Kono ikawa peo ya buloto, haibile fila iinao na cholo. Kinitika na?
And if a man's really born to the Spirit of God, he isn't in and out and back and forth and out in the world and out here. No, sir. No, no.
Miaba mtu kini iti upe pilosi nchakamo ya omulimu. Hayo muhali nifande. Ni kwa mulao ni kwa pata. Ni kwa kwa ule malifasi. Foo nifaka ufi. Vatili shaa. Vatili vatili.
You're not a cocoa one day and a grain of wheat the next day. God don't have that in the field. Yes, sir.
Hauvise toza zililingwi. Ni kwa toze. Zazi leli tatama. Mulimu hana ze cholo masimu. Eh, nisha.
If you're born of the Spirit of God, you're a Christian from that time until till you go away and then you're immortal with God. That's right. If you're in the church.
Haba upepilwe kama ya mulimu, umukreste kuzwa kanako, yeo kufitila kuisa haungiwa. Michwale uya, uyasashwi. Ni mulimu, yeo kiniti, haiba umakileke.
Now let's talk about the death side. Now how could a person on that estate and that kind of a condition ever be sick?
Chwale alombole ngi kwane kulalifu. Chwale kana mutu ukona chwangi kama yemo ao. Mwabwino uchwalo vo. Abe yakula.
Because that your body is not yet redeemed. Your body is not redeemed.
Kakuli mubili wa hao ausikali ulu wakale. Mubili wa hao ausikali ulu wakale.
No matter how good you are and how saintly and how holy, how much Holy Spirit, that's only your soul.
Hakuna tewa kamba kabutuna mo uwezi omunde, kamba uyai pile chwani, ni yake nile chwani, kamba kimo yao kenile o kumakai, o limuamu ya wahao.
And your soul is not completed yet. It's just got the blessing, the promise of God, which is the earnest of our salvation.
Mimo ya wahao, ausika peta alakale, ina nifela mbuyoti, sepiso ya mulimu iliona swalele hapulso ya luna.
But now, if we have no earnest of our resurrection, no divine healing, then I have no assurance or nothing to prove to me that there is a resurrection.
Kono chale haiba haluna swalele ya zuwa ya luna. Hakuna foliso ya umulimu. Kipeto hani nakuba nisepo kamba hakuna zepa kakuna kuli kuna nizuho.
Just like if Christ doesn't live in my heart, if I have to take it from some kind of a psychological thing back under, I have to believe somewhere like that, well then I'd be a little skeptic of it.
Kusona fila inge kreste, hapili mwapilu yaka. Ae wani na nikui kungelazo na kamufuta wa wanga na fila avutu kafo. Nilukila kulumela moku mwi kuze chwalo. Kia ande kipeto ni kona kuba yake shebisa nyana kazona.
And that's the reason over in Africa, when they come, here come missionaries up, bringing thousands of those natives, and is packing little old mud idols and everything else, is because that they had just heard the psychic side of the Bible. That's right.
Mileo kona liba kamwani, mwa Afrika, abata kwanu kuta babuleli balinzwi, kutisali kitikiti za babangwe bana azani. Mine balo ngire tupu penyana, tuwa maswani so nilika kaufela. Kikuli, nese wa utule fela nekulelingwi, lelibu hali la bibele, yeo kiniti.
My own churches, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all went in there. But when they seen the power of God come in demonstration, that settled it. They know then that God was God.
Mikeleke yaka, Luliki Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, kaufela vene baile kwani. Kono waba vona mata mulimu, ata mwaponazo, anineleona mafirezu wazona. Vaziba kuli mulimu, neli mulimu.
But now what starts this sickness? Now the first thing, it's a spirit before it becomes a disease. Just the same as you as a spirit before you become a human being.
Kono chwale king ze kalisanga butuku bo, chwale nto ya pili kisi moya, sisikaba kale butuku, kinto yesu anafilas na hane mulimoya, musikaba kale mutu wanama.
Now I'm going to take Brother Willett here as an example.
Chwale nikangamu zwale Willett fa, kubamutala.
Brother Willett, there was a time when you and I wasn't nothing. And then the first thing
God gave us a life.
Muzwale Willet na nekona ninako fani wena nina ane lusi sesimwi. Michwale nto ya pili mulimu alfa upilo.
And let's take, if I take your body down this afternoon, you're made up of a bunch of cells held together with atoms.
Mi alungeni lule kuli haiba ninga mubili wa hao mustiali huo. Ubu pilwe kasi shangata sama selu aswalani hamo honima atomu.
And now, someday them atoms will be destroyed if Jesus tarries. You'll go on back. They'll be just like they was in the beginning. Go back into the air.
Mechwale za zileli mwima atomu hata sinyiwa. Haiba Jesu aliyeha ukawa kutila unakwani. Akaba fila inge mwana vilanga kwa simuluho kukutila mwamoya.
But when your spirit returns, those atoms will gather together again with this spirit and bring forth another. Brother Willett, just like that one. Only younger, when he was at his best.
Kono chole moya wa hao, au kuta maatomu hao akakopana amo hape kamoya, wo ni kukutisa Muzwale Willett yomungi, yaswa na fila ingeo na yo. Fila ukaba mwana nanyana na koya nali ya tile hande.
When a man gets past about 25 years old, he finds a few wrinkles under his eyes and some gray hairs coming in.
Mimutu asa fitilezimi ya ye 25 ya kupepwa, ufumana mangonde nyana muata sa metu hae, nimilili yengwe yalimbi ikala kutubula.
It's going to be, cause death's after you. And one of these days it's going to take you. No matter who you are, it's going to take you.
Ikaba cholo, kakulilifu la kunyoma eta mwamulaho, mileli ngulamaza zia lika kupamula. Akunata wakamba umangi, lika kunga.
But it gradually, you'll get in a corner here and God will get you out of that corner and you get in this corner here, death will almost have you over here, but after a while it'll get you.
Kono hanyani, ukaba mwama kozwa na mo, mimulimu ukawa kuzwisa mwama kozwa na ao, mi ukaba mwama kozwa na fa, lifu, lika kuswala mane, nikuta akulo fa, kono kasamula onyana, lika kunga.
But then what death can do, it takes its full toll, and then at when it's done all that it can do,
kono he, seo lifu likona kweza, lingabu hali walo na kakutala, mikipeto fa, alifeza kao fela zeli kona kweza.
When God gave you this life and you is at your best at about 23, when you come into the resurrection, you'll come back just exactly like you was when you was 23 years old, or 25. For death set in.
Mulimu ana kufilebu pilobo. Mino olifasiemo samata ati ile hande. Mwendikali limoze 23. Hautahamu azuho. Ukayo zuha inge mono obiranga. Hane unanimia ye 23 ya kupepwa. 25. Lifulisika kenakali matengi.
Death will have everything that it can do. It's set in there, but you'll come right back where you were.
Lifulikawa nilikakau fila zeliko na kubanizona. Lae na mwani, kono ukayo kuta kanzila Yesu wana mono inelanga.
Now, if each one of your cells in your body, let's take it down now. You come cell after cell, cell after cell, and lay it apart. You're on a platform. After each cell in your body.
Chwale haifita ifinifia ya maselu amambilo wa hao, alulishe tumunengi chwale. Utaka selu ni selu, selu ni selu, ni kwa vea fachwana, fakatala. Kuyaka selu ni selu ya mubili wa hao.
You'll come down to one little tiny germ where you began. Can't be seen with the natural eye. You have to look under scope glasses.
Ukatofita, fako kwa ninyana yeli kaniluli fono kalezi. Yona haiko ni kubonala kalitola nama. Ulukela kutalima muatasi aspanga liko samagilasi.
I've seen the germ of life under a microscope. It looks like a little bitty thread.
Nivoni fate niko kwani ya upilo mwama ikulosikopu. Ibona la inge kabuanda chwalo kaka nyani.
And the first thing starts is right in the spine. It's like a little knot. That's the first little cell accumulates on top of a cell.
Minto ya pili yekalisanga kimongola. Iswana inge linungo nyana chwalo. Yani kona selu yelikani yeka inafali mwa selu yengwi.
Now, if I had to take that one single little cell that every one of you come from, one little teeny cell, germ.
Choleba ni kuna kunga selu ili mweo, koku zule mangi ni mangi wamina, selu nyana ye nyani yani, kokwani.
What is a germ? A germ is a little teeny, the smallest of cell.
Kokwani kinto mangi. Kokwani, kika nto kaka nyani, selu ye nyani au hulu kuona kaufila.
Well, what's after that? Now I've tucked you down from every piece of you down to this one little cell, and I haven't found you yet. I've just got your cells laid out.
Kiande kutatamasi kama ingi kuzwa fo. Chole, nimisi zefafasi kuzwa kwa karulo ya mina kaufila. kutopunya faselu nyana ye. Mia nisika mifumana nitenyi. Ningilethila maselu amina kwa yala fa.
Well then the next thing, blood cells and flesh cells and whatever they are, laying them all out here. But I haven't got you yet.
Kiande chwale ntoete tama maselu amali ni maselu alitalo ni seo alisona kaufira. Kwa bea kaufira wanafa. Kono ni chwalo, anisika mifumana.
Now I'm down to one germ now. Well, I'm going to take that little cell apart. Now, where are you at? Your life.
Chole nisialezwi, kiko kwani ilimu chole. Kiande, nikapazula selu nyana yo. Chole ukaikana, upiro wa hao.
And the life makes the first cell, which is a germ, then everything after its nature, dog after dog, bird after bird, man after man.
Mi upiro wupanga selu ya makalelo iliyo na kukwani. Mi nilika kau fela azamu futa wayona. Nja mwamula wa anja, nyunywani, mwamula wa nyunywani, mutu, mwamula wa mutu.
Developing cells, cell on cell, cell on cell, comes up to where you are, human being. Developing of cells. Now that was ordained of God to be so.
Maselu asuli kuhula, selu fali mwa selu, selu fali mwa selu, itakuba, seo ulisona, mutu ya pila, kikuwekezea kwa maselu. Chwale, zeo neruto milwe, kimulimu kwa chwalo.
But now what about a cancer? Let's talk of him a little bit.
Kono chole, kuchwa nihe kakansa. Alwambolengi zayo na hanyani.
Now God gave you your life. And say, here you are today, here I am. There's nothing on my hand. But there might be a cancer on my hand sometime.
Chole mulimu ukufirebu pilo wa hao. Ni kubule lakuli, kiwe na yofa kachenu. Kiwe na yofa, akuna zeli mwalizo olaka. Kono kwako na kuba kansa. Fa lizo olaka na kwengwi.
Well, how'd that cancer get there? Let's see what the cancer is. Now let's take him apart. Let's go take him.
Kiande kanti cancer yani, neitile chwa nifo. Aluboneni seo cancer yani ilisona. Chwale, aluipaza uleni.
Now he's a bunch of cells too. Did you know that? Tumor, cataract, any of those things are cells.
Chwale kisi shangate sama selu hape. Kanang maziba cholo. Na maye imele la fela. Kale, likazeo kaufela kima selu.
They don't have no form. Some of them spreads out and some looks like a spider and some looks runs streaks, a red cancer, just like a long red thread that runs through. And
Halinasi bupeo, ze ungezazo na za hasana, mize ngui libonala inge liwi, mize ngui libonala inge buwanda bubu tatani, kansa efubelu, mana inge buwanda fela bubufubelu, bubu limwa.
Then there's a rose cancer, which usually comes on of the breast of a woman. It's like pancakes laying on one another, and then you go sprawling out, and they just grow anywhere.
Miape kuna ni kansa ya rose ye melanga falizwele la musali. Isonasi na mangende abesi wafapani fali mwalelingwe. Mikipeto akala kuhasana unacholo. Miame la fela fasibaka falata.
Sometimes tumors are lopsided this way, long, oblong, and everything. They have no form because they're after a spirit which has no form. But it's a developing of cells.
Foku ngwi vina mabyeo abinama ne kuhande ne kulebu telele bukima nilika kaufera abinamu bonale ohande kakuli biswana sina simoya sesi nasi bupeo kono kima selu asule kuekeze ha.
It's a bunch of cells that say in you right now is a tumor or cancer. This developing cells growing it's eating, sucking your life from you. It's living on the bloodstream.
Kisi shangata sama selu kuli lubulele kuli kumi nao nafaa chwale, kuna ni tuma kamba kansa. Kima selu asuli kwekezeha, kuhula, acha kuanyabu pilo wa hao kuwena. Apila famali.
Cataract takes the mucus of the eye and grows right over, covers itself over. Shut your eyes off.
Kale kashimbanga malanga amwalito, nikubupa fali mwaona, kai kapesa kaona, mane kati malito la hao.
Some of them comes and never gets like tubercular. That comes just in little small germs.
Zeyungu zaona, zaate hanga, miya kunakuba, ingeze vizwa tubercular. Zona litanga fila, mwako kwa nienyani.
There's nothing to the size of it. The same size germ makes an elephant, makes a chigger. There's nothing to the size of the germ.
Halina foli kumamane. Yonako kwa nieswa na mwabu ima, wayona, kona yeza tou. Yeza li nganya. Mwabona, akuna foli kumako kwa nia upilo.
And some of them takes body form, some never does, and some never goes into cells. Some become spirit torments the soul.
Mizengwe zazona livanga ni mufuta wa mubili. Zengwe halinaona. Mizengwe halikenangi mama selu. Zengwe livanga fela mioya. Kukataza moyo.
We'll try to get that part. I'll leave that part for tomorrow afternoon if I can. Where that soul spirit comes and how down under here.
Lukalika kungasi embaseo, nikasiasi embaseo, kubasa kamusomu siyali. Aba nikona, fokuta amoyo amoya wani, nikushetu mkamwati asi mochwana. Mi?
Now friends, I'm not telling this from some kind of a psychology. I have dealt with demons for years and you know that.
Chwale balikani, anivuleliti abaze, kamufuta wakua kaleza kwangana. Niluanile ni madimona halalilimo, mimu aziba chwalo.
If you only knew the thing after the services is over at night, what goes on sometimes.
Hai bafira muazibali kazatengi, kasamula walisebelezo kufirabu siu. Sisiza alangali na kozengwe.
You don't know, remember, when you come against the spirit, you better know what you're speaking about.
Amuzibi, muupule hauluani samoya, ulukela kuziba zovulela.
Just don't stand there and carry on because it ain't going to do any good. But when actually a demon has to obey you, he'll recognize it.
Fela usike wae mafani ni kuzula pili, kakuli hakuna kuwa nituso. Kono chole haiba dimona inani kuku utwela, ikale muwao na cholo.
It ain't how loud you holler. It ain't how much oil you put on. It's what's back here that he'll recognize. It's the truth. Jesus just said to him, come out.
Hakibu tuna wamoko na kuhuela, hakibu ngata wa olio kasela, kisesili kwa mulao kwani, kona sika saba, yona niti. Jesu na avulezi fela kuyo nakuli, akuzwe.
Remember the disciples have been kicking and twisting and trying to cast him out and everything? He said, why couldn't we cast him out? Said, because of your unbelief.
Mupule balutiwa ne basweli kulahaka ni kufeta uha. Ni kulika kuileleka, nili kakao fela sebali. King halu palezi kuileleka. Alibake nisa kusalumela kwa mina.
He said, come out of him. The boy fell and had the hardest fit he ever had. See? They recognize authority.
Ali amuzwe kuyena. Mushimani, awa nikuba nikanono. Kaka maswea hulu haisamba. Mabona, mabona, yale muhamata.
Look at those boys down there, those vagabonds who seen Paul casting out devils. They said, we can do the same thing. Some priest's sons.
Amutalime bashimani vani kwani. Vayambaili vani, vene babona Paulusi, alele kamioya. Sibali, luakona kweza zisu wananiluna. Vanabashimani, bamu priesta yomungi.
So they go down and said, we can cast out devils. Acts 19.
Kacholo, vaya mibali, luakona kulele kamioya niluna. Likezo 19.
They went out to a man who had epileptic fits and said, we adjure you by Jesus, come out of him. The devil said, now, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches.
Baya kumuna yena kulaka nono mibali. Lwa kuleleka ka Jesu, zwaku yena, dimona avulelali. Chwale, kalibizo la Jesu, yo Paulus ya kutaza.
The devil said, now, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? You know what happened? Jumped on the man, tore their clothes, and they had the fits themselves, and run out into the streets.
Dimona yali, chwale na muziba Jesu, hape na muziba Paulusi, kono mina mubomangi. Maziba zeneza alile, atulela muna alimungwe, apaza olali apalozabona, miba akala kunyaka ulakanonobo na chwale, nikumatila momu kwa kwa.
Them same demons live today. So there is a lot of fanaticism, this is the church this evening.
Onama dimona aswa na ani asapila nikachenu. Kachwalo kuna ni kufiteleza hulu kwa tumelo. Yeo, kona keleke manzibu wana haa.
There's a lot of fanaticism in the lands today called divine healing that ought to be shut up. That's what brings reproach upon the real cause. That's why you have such a hard struggle.
Kuna ni kufiteleza hulu tumelo mwana haka chenu. Zebizu wako lifoliso abumu limu. Zee lukela kukuza. Zee kona zeti sama swabisa kwa musebezi waniti. Kona amu vanga ni ndwa yetu na chwalo.
There's a lot of stuff called religion today that ought to be shut up. Nothing to cost.
Kuna nzenga taa hulu zevi zokuli vula peli kachenu. Zelu kela kukuza. Akuna zelite nkwanda mila pelo. Yami oya.
That's what makes the true church of God have such a hard struggle with it. But we're America. That's the way to be.
Kuna zele za keleke ya niti ya mulimu kubanibuti hata vubutu na hulu kayona. Konolu mwa Amerika, mwabona, kona mwa kubela chwalo.
God says the wheat and creepers and briars grow together. Don't try to pluck them up. Let them grow together, but by their fruits you know them.
Mulimu vulela kulibu loto ni mufuka ni liseto liholela amoho. Musike mwa alika kulikumula, mutuhele liholela amoho. Kono kamisu ya wona, mkawaziba.
There's no fruits while there's no life. There's nothing there.
Akuna miselo kingi, akuna bupilo, akuna zeliteng mateng mwani.
Now watch this cell. Let's say, for instance, like a lot of time the red cancer usually hits in the womb of a woman, female bruises and so forth.
Chale mutali meselu ye, alubulele ngikuli, kamutala inge na kwe ngata, kansa efubelu inatanga mwamba ya musali, kusinyabu sali nzengu chwalo.
Now let's take that fellow down now on his cells, this cancer.
Chale zeo, alungeni zeo, mulikani yaani fafasi chwale, faselu ya hai, yena kansa yo.
Now cancer, everything in the natural types the spiritual. Are you aware of that? Everything in the natural types the spiritual, regardless.
Chwale ki kansa, likakau fila mwamu futa wanama liswanisi za kuzamoya. Kana maziba cholo, likakau fila zili mwanama liswanisi za kuzamoya, kupale kumane.
For instance like this, when we are born in the body of Christ, there's three elements it takes to bring our birth.
Kamu talas na chwalo, milupe pilo mwamu biliwa kresti. Kuna nilika loze talu, zelu kila kwatingi. Fakutisa kupepo kwa luna.
And that's the three elements that came out of the life of Christ when he died.
Mizeo kuna nilika loze talu, zene ezule mwamu biliwa kresti hana shwile.
There come from his body, water, blood, spirit. Is that right?
Nekuzule mwamezi, mwamu biliwa hae, mali, moya. Kana kichwalo?
Three elements. That's the elements we go through when we're born again. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Likaluloze talu, kona likaluloze lufita kuzona, halu pepwa sincha, kuluka, kukeniswa. Kolweze mwa hoke nile.
Now that can all be in one act. But you can be in a justified state without being sanctified.
Choleze uka ofela likona kuba mwakezo ilimwi. Kono silwala, kono wako na kubeiwa ya lukile, kusinda kuba yake nisizwe.
You can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and still carry your filth with you.
Wako na kulumela kumule na Jesu Kriste minitengi usaluezi masila hao.
But you can absolutely live in a both justified and a clean holy life and without the Holy Ghost.
Kono wako na kupila vupilo wabu tezi zepe lichwalo. Za kuveiwa ya lukile ni vupilo wabu kenile. Kono inge usinamo yao kenile.
See the Bible, 1 John 5:7 said there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the Father, Word, and Holy Ghost, which was the Son, and these three are one.
Mwavona kibivele, John 5:7 ili, kuna nzete aluze pakela na mwali halimu, kindate mwana ni moya oke nile, ni ndate linzwi ni moya oke nile, yana alie na mwana, mizete aluzeo, kinto ilingwi.
And there's three that bear record in earth, the water, blood, and spirit, and they agree in one, not one, but agree in one.
Mikuna nzete aluze pakela na mwalifasi, kimezi, mali, ni moya. Mililumela na mwanto ilingwi, isingi ilingwi, kono, lilumela na mwanto ilingwi.
You can't have the Father without having the Son. You can't have the Son without having the Holy Ghost. For they are inseparable one. The Trinity is in a one.
Auko nikuba ni ndate kusina kuba ni mwana. Auko nikuba ni mwana kusina kuba ni moya oke nile. Kakuli aliko nikulika uhanya. Kinto ilingwi. Wulalu, kinto ilingwi.
I don't hear it around here, but you hear a lot across the country. One of the greatest things in the Pentecostal groups is a mix-up in that one simple thing.
Hanili utuangize okwanu. Kono muka li utu wa mwavu ngata aluli kwa ande anaha. Ilingwi alikaze tunahulu, mwali kwa tazama Pentecosta, kikuliangana mwatawa ilingwi, yevu nolo yeo.
Now I've had their heads right together and proved to them they both believe the same thing.
Mini wako panjize kutisalitoza vo na amoho, Uveli wabona ni kuwa vonisakuli, walume la fila ntue swana.
It's the devil between them, that's all. If that great Pentecostal church would you throw down them the little traditions and unite themselves together as one blessed church of God, the rapture would come.
Kidiabulo simu alabona, kufelile. Haiba keleke ya Pentecoste yani, ikona kuwa neikayumba lizo zaona za kalezani. Ni kukopa namu omwa keleke ilingwi, yefu yozu ya mulimu, kungerwa ne kukata haa.
But as long as Satan can keep him broke up, all right. That's his way of doing it. And they absolutely believe the same thing.
Kono haibile fila satani, ukunakuba vea vaika vile chwalo, kulukile. Kona nzira ya hae mwazi zangalika. Mibu wanavalume la fila ntue swana.
One said, well, this is that. I said, well, this is that, then that's this. So there you are. So it's all the same thing.
Alimunguli, kihande, se kisani. Sinili, kihande, haiba se kisani, kona kulisani kanti kise. Kacholo kifoi chwale. Kacholo kintu yesu wanafila.
But there you are, in that triune trinity of God. Now the God in his oneness.
Kono kifoi chwale, mwabu lalu wa mulimu wani. Chwale mulimu mwabu ni wahae.
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now we don't say our gods.
as heathens, it's our God. See, it's the threefold being of God.
Mulimundate mwana ni moya okenile. Tole haluvule likuli valimu valuna. Kiba hedeni. Kimulimu waluna. Mwabona. Kima yemo amalalu avutu wamulimu.
Now notice. Now Satan is in a trinity also. And his powers are in trinity.
Chole mulemwe. Chole satani umwabulalu niena. Mimata hae ainzi mwabulalu.
Now but notice. Then when the water, blood and spirit produces the new birth. Is that right? Now watch. That's what represents the new birth.
Chole kono mulemwe chole. Akuta amezi mali ni moya. Litisa kupepwa sincha. Kana kitwalo. Chole mutalime. Kona zee mela kupepwa sincha.
What represents the natural birth before the new birth comes?
Zee mela kupepwa kwa nama kusikata kale kupepwa sincha. Kilifi.
One, you mothers. When a baby's born, what's the first thing? Water. Next. Blood. Next. See? That makes the life. See? Makes the person. Water, blood, spirit.
Mina bahame. Mbutu tuha pepwa. Kinto manyeta hanga. Mezi. Zetatama. Mali. Zetatama. Mwabona. Zeokona ze pangabu pilo. Mwabona. Lieza mutu. Mezi. Mali. Moya.
Now, cancer. Let's deal on him for our next. We've got about 5 minutes left, I guess. About the next 5 minutes, let's deal on cancer.
Chwale, kansa aluitali mengi fana kwe tatama. Lunani mizuzu ye ketalizo yesi yezi na sepa. Kamizuzu ye ketalizo ye tatama, aluitali mengi fa kansa.
What is that fellow? What does he represent? He's a scavenger. He represents the vulture. He eats dead things.
Kimu tu yachwa niyo, uyemelasi kamangi, kili nongu, uyemelali nongu, uchali kaze shwile.
And the cancer comes from a bruise mostly. Where a cell has been hit and it breaks up.
Mi kansa izwele la kwa kukubuha kwa sitombo. Sihulu, selu, ase ipiatilwe. Mi kipeto, kipeto ya pazuha.
And a little cell in there becomes backslid. Well, that's a big word for a Baptist, ain't it?
Kipeto selu yenyani mwani, iba yeshwile. Oh, leho kilinzule lituna. Kuba Baptist, ndichwani.
All right. But it backslides, that cell. I'm a Baptist that believes in backsliding.
Kulukile, kono yasinyeha selu yeo. Nimu Baptist Yalumela Mwakua.
Someone said down here in Arkansas meeting, they said, Brother Branham said is a fellow Nazarene has been healed.
Yomu inaize onakwanu kwa Arkansas, mwamu kupanoza zelingwi, ali mzole Branham, ali nelimu likani wa Nazarene, na folisizwe.
He had to walk around over town with his crutches on his shoulders.
Nana niza hae, na asuleguza mamwate lopo, nimilamu ya hae, faliheta.
He said, you know what? Said, when I first come here, said, I thought you heard you preach, I thought you was a Nazarene.
Kiali wazibakana, ali ane nitile kwanu la pili. Ali ne, nini upula kuli una, nini kutule hau kutaza, nini nana kuli muendi uwa Nazarini.
He said then, I've seen the most of people are Pentecostal, and somebody told me you're a Pentecostal, and now you say you're a Baptist.
Kiali, mese nivuona batu, bunga atakuli kiva Pentecota, miomungwe ani ula kuli uwa Pentecota, michwale ula kuli uwa Baptist.
Said, I don't get it. I said, well, that's easy. I said, I'm a Pentecostal Nazarene Baptist. All right.
Ali hani utwisisi. Senili, oh, kintuwevu nolo. Senili, ni wa Pentecota Nazarene Baptist. Kacholo yeo kiniti. Kulu kile.
No, we are one in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit making us one. That's right.
Batili, luvaliva nguiku kreste Jesu kamo yeo kenile. Always akubalimu ngui. Yeo kiniti.
Now, notice, this little cell backslides. When it's bruised, it begins, other germs run forth to give its lives in there, and that's what pus comes in a sore.
Chwale mulemwe, selu ye likani ye, yawa haikubu hile, ikalakabu nyani, likokwani ze ngeze nyani, limati la mateni kuyo pila mateni. Miko na bulalu, habu tahanga masitombo.
That's teeny little soldiers fighting for your life. They're out there, and to hit that poison, them demon powers is trying to collect in there.
Tuani kona tu sole, totu nyani, totu luane la upiru wa hao, tu mate la muani mi, mitu nata afasi fanu seo, mata ama dimona asuli kulika kuipundeka muani.
And give their lives, that's a bunch of little dead soldiers, that pus that's in your blood, in a sore. They give their life to save yours.
Nikufa upiru waona, kona zeza, zeo, kisi shangate sama sole baba shule. Vulalu wani wovuli mwamali ya hao. bubuli mwa sitombo bubufa bupilo wabona kuli bupilise wamina.
Now, once a little cell rejects in there and this demon gets started, he starts growing. He begins to multiply cells.
Chole selu yenyani isakelu haku amangwi muhali mwani mikipeto demona ya kalisa ikala kuhula. Ikala kuati sama selu ayona.
He's building a body just exactly like your babies begin in your womb and like you did in your mother.
Isweli kupupa mubili ona chwalo fela sinalimbutu tuzamina mwali bupelu anga mwamba. Mi inge mwene bupezwi kuboma amina.
Cell on top of cell, cell on top of cell, cell on any way, anywhere, just they have no form of nothing like a human being after its nature.
Selu fali mwa selu, selu fali mwa selu, selu niyakuli chwalo, kai ni kai fela. Halinasi bupeo sesi swanasi na mutu, kuyakasi bupeo sateni.
It's just out of the spirit, it just grows anyway. And it begins cell on top of cell, cell on top of cell.
Kikuzo wa fela mwamoya, sai hulela fela, misika kalisaku bupa selu fali mwa selu, selu fali mwa selu.
And now first thing you know, you begin to get weak and feel sick. You go to the doctor and he'll examine you. Maybe he can't find it.
Michwale tabapili maziba, mukala kufokola ni kui kutoa kukula. Mwea kudokota, miwa mitatuba, muendi yako ni kulifumana.
If he does, maybe he'll cut it. If he can cut it clear, all right, he's got it.
Haiba weza cholo, muendi wako na kuisehulula. Haiba akona kuisehulula hande, kulukile, ukwanisize.
But if he can't cut it clear, then if it's in the throat or somewhere where it can't be cut clear, one little speck of it will live right on.
Kono haiba na kuisehulula hande, mihaiba ifamu mizo kamba kokungwi, koisa akoni kuisehulula hande. Tuatinyana yate ni ikapila kuzula pili.
Because it has not like you cut your hand off and settle it or anything, or you cut all...
Mwawona kakuli, akikuli mwako na kupuma kwa teni lizoho, nikuli kutiseza. Kamba ntoka ufila kamba mwapuma kwa teni.
What I mean, if you cut the main body off and leave your hand there, why, it wouldn't live. But see, that has not the form of life like you have. It's a demon power, a moving.
Senitalima, aiba ukapuma kwa teni mubili tenyene, nikusi yalizo ofani. Kini, nilisike lapila. Kono mwabona, zeo halinamu wona alilo wabupilo, sinamomu vezi niona. Kima atadimona aso likuza maya.
And now notice, you call them, the doctor calls it a cancer. God calls it a devil.
Mechwale mulemwe, mulibizakuli, dokota ulibizakuli, cancer. Mulimu ulibizakuli, demona.
Look at the day, they just give it, where does the word cancer come from? It comes from a Latin word, which is used in medical terms, meaning a crab. A crab that you see along the seashore has got all them legs.
Amutalimeka chenu, vali nganga fela, kantili nzuleo la kansa, lizwa kai. Lizwele la kwa kili nzwi la silatini, leli tusiswa mwamba nzwi azamiliani, kutalusa kuli nkala. Nkala emu wona angafali kambalanuka, ina ni mautu kau fela.
That's the way that it does. It reaches out, spreads out. The word cancer is crab.
Mehai kena ikalisafi la kuswala ni kuwa anyamali hanze izamaya. Inge nkala yamali wate.
And it gets in and just keeps taking a hold and sucking blood as it goes like an octopus or something.
Mehai kena ikalisafi la kuswala ni kuwa anyamali hanze izamaya. Inge nkala yamali wate.
Well, tumor, cataract, and other diseases, every one of them comes from a germ. And that germ has to be a body.
Kini, kikululua, kale ni matuku wa mangwi, vufi ni vufi, vuzwa kwako kwani ya matuku. Miko kwani yeo, ina ni kubani mubili.
And before it can be a body, it has to be a life. Before it can create or germatize and make more cells, it has to be a life. Is that correct?
Misika bakale mubili, ina ni kubabu pilo. Isika bupakale, kamba, kumela, ni kubupama selu wa mangata. Ina ni kubabu pilo. Kiniti yeo nji.
Now, where did that cancer come from? Where'd that come from? It wasn't on you here some time ago, but now maybe it's on you.
Chwale, kansa yo kantinezwa kai, kimangi, zeo nelizwa kai, nelisiyo kumina fana kwenwi ya kwa mulaho. Kono chwale mwendi, ite ni kumina.
Where did it come from? It's another life different from your life living in you.
Kika iko izuelezi, kibupilo busili wabu shutana kwa bupilo wahao, wabu pila kuwena.
And it's a tormenting, sapping your life. That's the reason Jesus called it a devil.
Mi, kimu nyandisi, yaso likuwa nyabu pilo wa hao. Kona liba kaa Jesu anayivizekuli, diabolosi.
They call epilepsy today. They say epilepsy. Well, epilepsy in the Bible, Jesus called it a devil.
Vali bizakuli kanono kachenu. Vali kanono. King, kanono mwa bibele Jesu na ibizekuli diabolosi.
When the man come with the boy, it fell on the ground and frosted the mouth and everything. He said he has a devil, and all the time he throws him in the fire and in the water.
Muna yani hana atile. Nimushimani yana awezi fafasi ni kutubula lufulo kwa mulomo. Nize mwe kaufela naize. Kisi moya. Milina koze ngata simu yumbela nga mamulilo ni mamezi.
Now they polished his name up and called it epilepsy, but he's a devil. And Jesus said, thou devil, come out of the child. Exactly.
Chwale waka visizeli vizo layona ni kui vizakuli kanono. Kono kidimona. Mi Jesu wali wena dimona tuwe. Zwakumwana. Kiniti.
Now, epilepsy is usually caused from a kidney trouble. Maybe you get into that a little later. See? It causes an epilepsy from urinary.
Chwale kanono hangata, katisi wakibu tata walipio. Mwendimu kakena kuzeo kasamula onyana. Mwabona, sitisaka nono, kuzwa kwa mezi ya masila mwamubili.
Now, notice in this. Then that cell sits there, it's a devil. He's building a life. He's growing, becoming greater and greater.
Chole mule mwe kuse, kipeto selu, yeo imwate ngimo, kidimona, iswele kupupa upilo, iswele kuhula, ibabutuna nibutuna.
He's got one duty to do, that's take your life. That's what the devil sent him for, to cut your day shorter, 70.
Ina ni musebezi ulimungu wakweza, woki kuungabu pilo wa hao, kona zanaro mezu diabolosi, kuto pumela mazazi ya hao fahali, kweza mashumi asu pile.
Now, I salute every doctor. Yes, sir, every medical science, God bless them for the help that they've done for people. That's correctly.
Chwale, na alumelesa doko takaufela, ee nisha. Science kaufela ya zamiliani, mulimu wabafu yole katuso, yeba ezelize batu. Yeo kiniti.
What would you do in the world today without it? I thank God for medical science. I thank God for my automobile.
Nemukaza sikama ngimali fasika chenu kusinabona. Nilumba mulimu ka science ya zamiliani. Nilumba mulimu ka mota yaka.
If God hadn't let science make me an automobile, I'd have a hard time walking up here.
Kambe mulimu nilasika lumeleza science kupanga mota. Ninikaba nina kwe tata fakuta akwanu.
For electric lights and for soap to wash my hands with and toothpaste to scrub my teeth with. Certainly.
Kalise lilama light ni kwa mulola oni tapa kwa mazo kaona. Nimuliani wakuta pira muhanu kukubula menu waka kiniti.
I thank him for everything because all good things come from God.
Na itumela kuye na kalika kaufela. Kakulilika zende kaufela lizwele la kumulimu.
But let me tell you, there's not one speck of medicine ever did cure any sickness. And there's not one doctor, now unless he's some quack, but a real doctor will tell you that they do not claim to be healers.
Kono alu wanengi, nimibulelele. Hakuna neba katowati kalikangi kamuliani, kaka kiri kala foli sabu tuku wabukana. Mi hakuna neba doko talimungi. Hakuna konja yaba kialimungi wa mahata. Kono doko tawaniti, ukami bulela kuli hakimu folisi.
Right at Mayo Brothers, many of you, I've been interviewed there 2 or 3 times, of patients that come from there incurable.
Unakuwa ni kwa Mayo Brothers, mungate wamina, nini buziwe kulo kwani habelika mbalalu. Kiva kuli, vene bazule kwani, vene bapala kufola.
You read the Reader's Digest, the November issue? How many read the November issue, that article of mine in there on Reader's Digest? See?
Muvalile Reader's Digest ya kweli anjimwana. Kiva baka iwa wavalile mutende wanjimwana. Siemba saa kamwate ngimwani. Mwari does digest, mwabona.
And they had me up there as an interview. That baby, they give up, said it couldn't be done. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me how it would be done. And it was done.
Mibani safani fahalimu. Lipuzo zambu tutu yene bapalezu wali. Nelipalile. Konomo yao kenile wavulea kuna. Nikuni tolokela molika ezizwa. Mi zaeza hala.
All right. Now they call me up there, and right before the door where old Jimmy and them Mayo used to be, there's a great big sign that we do not profess to be healers. We only profess to assist nature. There's one healer, that is God.
Kulukile, chole, vani viziza fahali mufani, mifahali muasikuwa rosani, kone kuna ni Jimmy ni wabangwi, va Mayo, ni wafumani akwani, kuna ni sisu posesi tuna. Sisi bulezi kuli, halui piziba folisi, lugulela fela kutusa zebu pilwe. Kuna ni mufolisi alimungwi. yoke mulimu.
They're the best in the world.
Valiko naliko alazechu kile malifasi.
Now, we have a few quacks, yes. That's right, we have some quack preachers too. All right, so that goes on both sides.
Chwale lunani baba itumba fela. Eh, ni yoke niti. Lunani baku tazi baba itumba itahape. Kulukile, kacholo zeo lizama ili ya kwa mani kwa mavi likau fela.
Notice, but any man that claims that he's a healer, he's a storyteller. Because he can't do it, for the Bible said, I'm the Lord who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
Mulemuhe, kono mutu kao fela ya ipizakuli kimu folisi, kimu tanguti wa matangu yo. Kakuli yako ni kweza cholo. Kakuli vivele ize, ki na mule na asu walelalibiza hao kao fela. Ni hafo lisama tukua hao kao fela.
I've been to studies, and in my room, some of the best of doctors across the nations has come. You don't know the back of the life, friend. To know what's been and things I don't tell out in public.
Nibile kwa lita baza kubala. Mimwa muzuzu wakaki, baba ngwi, bama doko tababa ndahulu, mwana ha, kau fila, vatanga. Hauzibi mungu kutuwa vupilo mulikani, kuziba zebe letengi. Ni, milika zeo, anilea mbolangi, mwanyangela.
Man comes secretly, and don't you think there ain't a lot of Nicodemus yet in the world? There sure is, thousands of them.
Watu vatanga kwa mkunda. Mimusike mwana anakuli hakuna abone kudema wabanga atamali fasi. Luli batengi. Liki tikitiza wona.
They look on that and come in the meeting, sit there with a t-shirt on, something like that, with polished names that you'd be surprised. Sit right in the meeting.
Vata lima fatengi, mibata amwa mkopano. Aina fani hapezi kausu, ntue chwalo. Nima vizwa matuna kuli. Nimuka komoka kuina ona amwa mkopano wani.
In a few days, slip around, call in by secretly and send someone in for an interview. And say right down, say, Brother Branham, I believe that's the truth.
Mwamazazi alikani, vakuta, nikubizalu waile kwa mkunda. Nikulumayo mungu yukuta kwa lipuzo. Nikubula chwale kuli, muzole Branham, nilumela kuli, yeo kiniti.
They're human the same as we are. Sure, and every man's desire to look beyond that dark veil and he has to go through someday.
Kiba tusinaruna, molu indezi, luli, mimu tukao fela ula kazaku talima kwa buse wali sila lelinsu. Yeo, lana nikufita kulo naza zile lingui.
But them cancers and things are absolutely devils informed in a body of flesh. Moving up, taking your life.
Kono kansa ya ninilika ze nguze kima dimona fela ai pere mambili wanama. Kutafali mu kungabu pilo wa hao.
Now, if I would do like the doctor, if I could cut it off, lay it on the ground, or just like say for instance, you was the cancer yourself on this earth.
Chole haiba nikona kweza inge dokota, abane nikai puma kwa tengi. Kuivea fafasi, kamba ingefela lubule lechua na kamutala, noli kansa wenakasibili, falifasile.
Now here's divine healing. If I want to get rid of you in the way of the doctor's way, I just keep have to rub your body or something other to it, just all vanish off the earth.
Chole kiefa foliso ya umulimu, haiba ni wataku zwisa, mwanzi la dokota. Nenikabe afela kukutoza famubili, kamba ntue mcholo, kufitela kau fela lifele la mwaliluli.
There wouldn't be no more of it, just like the doctor takes the growth off of you.
Akuko ni kubazenga tazatengi, ingefela dokota, mwa sehulu la sinama, sisi melile kuwena.
But in the form of divine healing, if you were the cancer, I'd just call your life out of you. And you'd go on.
Kono mwamu futa ofo liso ya bumulimu, haba noli kansa, ninikabi zafela bupilo wa hao, mino kazu la pili.
Your life would leave you, but your body would be here, just the same as it was.
Bupilo wa hao, nebuka kusia, kono mubili wa hao, ukona ukubamo, kakuswana sina mwene uinezi.
Now there's where sight and time is God's worst enemy in divine healing.
Chole foko na fo meto ninako, hali lisi la sisi tuna samulimu, mwafolisa umulimu.
I don't know whether Brother Baxter ever gets to these things in the meeting.
Anizibi kamba mzwale Baxter akile aba nilikaze, mwamu kopano.
I said I explained it to him and Brother Bosworth over and over, but here's what's happened.
Na inafafasi na mutatulu la zona ni mzole Bosworth kukuta kutela kono kisele sene seza alile.
I doubt where many of the people get it because after a while you begin to find the people coming back saying I had my healing Brother Branham for 2 or 3 days but bless God it left me.
Na kakanya hai babu ngata wabatu wali utwa. Kakuli kasamu la onyana ukalaku fumana wabatu wakuta nikula kuli. Nivile nifoliso ya kama mzole Branham kama za jamaveli kamba mara lukono kulumbwe mulimu za zanisia.
I find it. I think it's because they don't set the meeting right. The people don't understand.
Minali fumana, minina nakuli, ababeyangi mukopano kaswanelo, batu abali utusisi.
I've had man to come to the platform and be totally blind, cancers or cataracts over their eyes, and read this Bible that you're being prayed for. Walk down in 3 or 4 days, be just as blind as it was in the first place.
Nivile ni vatu, kwa katala vene balilipo fululi, kansa ni tuale fame tu abona, ni kubala bibele ye, kasamu lao wakubala pelela, ni kuikela. Mwamaza ziamala luka mbamane, alifela sibo fululi, sina mwana inezi, mwana kuyapili.
What happened? Anyone knows that when the life is gone out of any flesh, it shrinks for a while. Is that right?
Kinze neza alile, mutu ka ufela wazi wabu pilo, habu zule mwamubili ufika ufela. Wanyana fana konyana. Kana kichwalo.
Anybody ever here kill a deer or a cow or anything like that? Sure. All right? You weigh it tonight. You hunters out here, friends of mine.
Mutu ufika ufela fa, abula aputi kamba komu. Kamba ntoka ufela yichwalo luli. Kulukile, amuka ibea fasikala, minabazu mikuwa ndeko, balika niwaka.
You kill the deer and you throw him on a scale, tell the boys how much he weighs. Watch out. In the morning he's going to be several pounds lighter than what he was.
Abula aputi, nikuivea fasikala, kubulele la bashima nikuli, bapimebu kiti wayona, tokumela fo, kakusasa na ikawa yebu bebe, kali pound nyana kufita mwone iwezi sapiri.
When a human being dies, the undertaker, the first thing, takes the false teeth or eye, whatever it is in there, takes it out because it shrinks, it'll push out. Because the human body shrinks.
Mimutu hashwa, malukulata bapiri, ukangali ino, labuha teka mbalito, kaufela sisi limwani, sazo mwate ni kakuli, yanyana. Sika kashizwa kwande, kakuli mubili wa mutu, wanyana.
Every other flesh shrinks. When the life's gone out of the cell, it begins to move down, shrink.
Mubili ufika ufila wanyana. Bupilo hase buzule mwaselu, ikalaku kutamatasi, kunyana.
It'll do that for about 72 hours. And then it'll start swelling.
Ikaba cholo mwendikali holaze 72, mikona ikakalaku lulua hape.
Let a little dog get run over out here on the road. Let him lay down in the sun for about 3 days and watch what happens. He's a bigger dog than he ever was. He swells up. Is that right?
Mutu ele njai hati wefande famu kwa kwanu. Mwitu ele ilova lefani mwalizazi. Kama zazi amalalu. Ni mutalime zeka ezala. Ika banja ye tuna kufitamona ibezi. Ika luluha. Kana kuchwalo?
Well, that's the same thing takes place when a demon is cast out of a sick person.
Kiande, yeo kintu esu wana ye zahala ni... Nidimona hailele kilwe kumutu yakula.
The first few days, oh, I feel wonderful. Then begin to say, I'm sicker than I ever was. I've lost my healing.
Mazazi ali kani ya makalelo, oh, na ikutu handi. Mi, ni kukala kulakuli. Na akula, kufita mwane ni vezi. Nilatezu kifoliso yaka.
Just as sure as faith tuck it out, unbelief brings it right back again. As faith kills it, unbelief resurrects it.
Kitumelo yene buzwisize matengi. Kusalumela kona kukufukutseleze matengi hape. Sina tumelo haibu bulaya. Kusalumela kwa buzusulusa.
Jesus said when the unclean spirit's gone out of a man, he walks in dry places. And he returns back with 7 other devils.
Jesu naize, moya o masila hauzwa kumutu. Uzama ya mwali wakaze umile. Miukuta ni madimona amangwe asebene.
And if the good man of the house isn't standing there to protect that door, he'll come right on in.
Meaba mutyo munde, mungandu, ha yemi kuseleleza sikwalo sani, ukakutia mwatin hape.
And the good man of your house is your faith. Say, stay away. That's it.
Mimutyo munde, wandu ya hao, kitumelo. Lubule kuli, inela kwa ule, kwa na chwalo.
But now you watch a patient, he was no ordinary, this is an outstanding miracle. Which divine healing and a miracle is two different things.
Kono chole mutali memu kulia folisizwe, handende. Konjaye wakina kwe ipitezi. Zeo foliso ya bumulimu, ni makazo, kilika ze peli, ze shutana.
Divine healing one thing and miracle is another thing.
Foliso ya bumulimu, nto ilingwe. Makazo, kinto isili.
But an ordinary run of divine healing, when the unclean spirits cast out a cancer devil, when it leaves the person, oh, now, or say we'll take something so we can see more visible. I'll say the cataract.
Kono wali muzama wafoliso ya umulimu, mwe o masila au lele kilwe, kansa ki diabolosi haizwa kumutu. Oh, chwale kamba, lubule kuli, luka angantwe ngwe kuli, mubwone handi, nikavule akuli kale.
What happened when that man, if you notice a blind person, I don't know whether they've ever had any here or not yet, cataract eyes.
King zeza alile, mutu yani, hawa mubwona mutu wasibofu, anizibi kamba nikile na haba niyomungwi, mwo kamba kutokwa, aisa liwa metu atuale.
I'll let them stand for a few minutes. Why? So that shrinkage begins to take place.
Nikamulumeza kuli ayeme famizuzunyana. Kinyi kuli kunyana kukale kungasibaka.
Tell him come back. Give us a testimony.
Mumubulelele ayokuta alufi upaki.
Oh my, they can see wonderful. Oh my, just I can see things. Yes, what's the matter? Life is gone. The body of the cataract is shrinking.
Oh Maui, wako na kubona hande. Oh Maui, fela na abona lika. Eh nina kibuti atamangi bupilo buzule matengi. Mwili wakale usuli wanyana.
Well, they'll do that way for a couple of days. They say, oh, I'm getting so well. And after a while, they begin to get a headache. Don't feel so good. Get up the next morning, I'm losing my sight again.
Kiande ukaza chwalo. Mwamaza zali kani, lubule kuli. Oh, ni kutua hande luli. Mikasamu lao wana kunyana. Ukalakuba ni kuopa toho. Hasa ikutua hande. Wazu waka kusasa na otetama, nisweli kupalelua kubona hape.
Some of them said, uh-huh, you just worked up that bunch of holy rollers, got you worked up.
Baba ngubabu nabali, aha, noli angani fela, sikuwa tasaba pikulu yibabake nile sani, nisikuli angani size.
Don't you believe that? That's a lie of the devil. If you believe that, you'll go right back blind again.
Musike maulume la zeo, bokibu atebadi ya bolosi, haiba mulume la cholo, mukabasi bofu hape.
But if you'll just hold on, say, no, Lord, I believe.
Kono haiba mukali vile la fela muli, vatini mule na, nalumela.
Then what happens? That body swells for so long. It covers over that side again. That cancer in the body will swell. You become hurting and aching again.
Michwale kinyi zeneza alile. Mubili wani ukaluluha fana kwe telele. Likaa pesa kwa meto kwa ni hape. Kansa ya ni mamubili ikaluluha. Mukakalaku utuwa butuku ni kuopa hape.
Then you'll get horribly sick. Terribly sick. Wow, that big growth of dead flesh in you is laying there dead.
Kipeto munga ikutuwa kukula luli, utuku luli. Kiingi, kululua kwani kwana mae shule kuwena, kuinzi fani, ishule.
You go back to the doctor and you say, oh, that's nonsense. There's a cancer right there. I can see it. Sure it's there, but it's dead. Hallelujah.
Mukutele kwa mulao, doko takali, oh, boki bukuba, kiyo kansa fo na ibona. Luli ite nifo, kono ishule. Hallelujah.
Now the bloodstream has to purify the body. Every time the heart pumps, it throws the blood around the body. And it picks up that infection.
Chole misinga ya mali, ina nikuta pisa mubili. Na kukaa ufela pilu hai nata, ikashiza mali mwa mubili kaa ufela. Miunga butu kubwani.
Sure it'll make you sick. What if you had a chunk of meat hanging in you somewhere, or long as a snake or something big around your finger, and hanging in there and it was dead, that much dead meat hanging in you. And it's rotten.
Luli, lika kukulisa. Kuchwa ni haiba una ni sinama. Sisi lepe la kukungwi. Kamba sinanoha. Kamba antoe ngu ye tuna. Ye likana ni munwana. Nikulu lepe la fani. Mi ishwile sinama. Sisi shwile. Inge silepe la kuwena. Misibo lile.
Of course your bloodstream has to keep that pure as it pumps through.
Kia ande enisha. Malia hao ana nikubeiwa ali hake nile. Hanzi azama cholo mateni.
But there's the dead body, the thing hanging there, because the life is gone from it.
Kono wani kimubili, oh shwile. Ntoyesu ilikule pelela fo, kakuli upilo, wuzule kuyona.
The power of God through faith drove it out. He's a demon, he has to leave.
Matamuli mkatumelo, kona ikashisa matengi, kidimona inanikuzwa.
But the reason the people's not instructed, they go away and give up, and that same devil standing right there to take over again.
Kono liwa kasi chaba hasisika lailwa, sai kila kusili sangala, miena diabolo siyaswa neani, uye mifani kuli ahatelele hape.
When God tells you anything on this platform, through His Spirit, when He is under inspiration, don't you doubt that, or a worse thing will come upon you, He said.
Mimuli muha kubulela sikaka ufela fataba ye, kamoya wahae muata susumezo, usike waka kanyaseo, kusi chwalo ntue maswe ika kutahela, na ulezi.
For Jesus said the last estate of that man was 7 times worse than it was at the first place. Is that right?
Kakuli Jesu naize, mafelelo za mutu yo akaba amaswe. Ha, 7 ne kufitana kwa pili. Kichwalo kana.
When the unclean spirit went out of a man, he walked around in dire places, come back with 7 other devils.
Mimo ya omaswe ya uzo kumutu. Ukaza mamwali bakaze umile. Ukakuta nimiwa yengu ye 7 ne.
So don't you disbelieve. Stay right with it. Meet it from your heart.
Kacholo musike mwapali wa kulumela, Mwine hande nilona. Mutaluso na cholo mwapiru yamina.
No, sir, I'll not be moved. No matter how sick I get, that doesn't have nothing to do with it.
Kulivatilisha, hanina kuzikinyeha. Akunata wakambani kulachwani, zeo alina za kweza nizona.
Then the first thing you know, you'll be getting cleared up. Everything will be all right then. See? It's dead.
Mita wapiri mwaziba, mukaba hande. Likakao fila likaba hande, kana kweyo. Mwawuna, lishwile.
The operation that the doctor would have taken from you, that same growth is laying in you with no life in it.
Kupazula kwa dokota, ne kukazu sa zeo kuwena. Onasina maseo sitia ni kuwena. Asinabu pilo kuwena.
You say life in it, Brother Branham, I want to take my life. No, sir, that life is a separate life from yours.
Ulibu pilo, bumate ngimu zole Branham. Kana asikanga bupilo waka, vatilisha. Bupilo wani kibu pilo wabu shuta na kuwa hao.
I've just showed you that you are alive and become a being, and it's alive and becomes a being. And you're of God and it's of the devil.
Nimibonisize ferakuli, mubu pilo, nikuwa mutu ya pila, mikibu pilo, mibuwa nto ya pila, mimi na mubwa mulimu, mibuwa nikibwa diabolosi.
See what I mean? Demonology. Now you ought to see what that thing looks like when you stand and look at it.
Mwaweneza ntarusa, tuto kazama dimona. Chere muluke la kubona tabayo, mwivu nalila hamu yema ni kutalima.
Oh, ma, I'm sorry. It's almost 3:30. I'm sorry. Look, friends. Oh, what this world needs.
Oh, ma, we. Muni swalele. Silibu kaufini siliseti. Muni swalele. Mutali mevalikani. Oh, se, selito kwa lifasi. Le.
I've been about 7 years teaching across America, having these healing services. I've just got a good notion of starting back across the country teaching the Bible and on demonology. How the people can understand what to do.
Nivile kami haye sebene ya kuluta muhala Amerika. Kakuba nilisebelezo zalifo lisoze. Ninanifila maikutu amande akukalela mwabuse mwanaha. Kuluta vivele. Mikazama dimona kamoba tuba utusiza sakweza.
And that's the reason they go to these meetings all times and fellas, if you don't understand the people come out and many times.
Mikona libaka. Haba ya kwa mikupano ye, linakweze ngata. Mibala telela, haiba musa utuisisi chaba, sazu ulafandi, milina kweze ngata.
Now remember, that fellow that come and said he had a gift of divine healing, the gift of divine healing was in you if you got healed. It's you the one.
Chole mwaupula, mchayana atile, nikubulela kaza foliswa ya umulimu. Mpo ya foliswa ya umulimu, ne ili kumina, hamu foliswa, kiwe naruli.
Any gift operates by faith. And no matter how much gift of divine healing I got, I believe it with all my heart.
Mpoka ufela ivireka katumelo. Mea kunatia waka mba mpo ya foliso ya umulimu. Yeni nani, ikumakai. Nalumela kapilo ya kaka ufela.
But you could stand here and if you haven't got the same kind of faith, it don't do you no good. I could pray for you for hours and weeks and months.
Kono wako na kuyema, faa, mi, haiba haa unatumelo ya mfuta oswana. Aina kukutusa. Na kuna kukulapelela, kali hola, nilisunda, nilikweli.
It isn't the preachers with the divine healing. It's you that's got the gift of divine healing that believes in being healed.
Hakiba kutazi wa foliso ya umulimu. Kiwe na ya nanimpo ya foliso ya umulimu. Ya lumela mwaku foliswa.
Because it's by faith, every operation of God is by faith.
Kakuli kikatumelo, katumelo. Musewezi kau fela wa umulimu, kikatumelo.
The whole armor of God's by faith. We haven't got one natural thing of this world. Everything of the Christian church is a faith act.
Lilwa nisoka ufela za mulimu kikatumelo. Haruna nebasika silisingwe sana mamwali fasile. Ka ufela za keleke ya bukreste kikezo ya tumelo.
Look at the armor of God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, patience.
Mutali mefali lwa niso za mulimu. Lilato, tabo, kozo, piluterele, wunde, musa, kuishiwa, tibelelo.
Is that right? Everything's supernatural, nothing natural. So we don't look at the things natural because we're operating supernatural.
Kana kucholo, likakao fela kizamoya. Akuna zanama. Kacholo haluti alimi fali kazanama. Kakululuseweza kamoya.
And the only way we can base it is faith is on what God said was the truth and we look at the unseen.
Mizila fela yeluko nakuli talima. Kikatumelo. Kikuzabu lezi mulimu kubazaniti. Milu naluti alima kuzesa wana hali.
And we call those things which are not as though they were, like Abraham did when God did. Amen.
Milu vizali kaze siyo, inge kulitengi. Sina Abrahama, mwana azelize, miyaba nizona. Amen.
things which was not like God did as though they were. Being 100 years old, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
Abraham avizali kaza ni zenesiyo, sinamulimu mwana alivizeza, inge kuliliteni. Kakuba wami haye mwanda akupepwa, asikasi tata lafase piso wa mulimu, kakusalumela.
I can just imagine that, couldn't you? See, Sarah, get up in the morning, God said, Abraham, tell Abraham you go to have the baby.
Na konafira kuna anacholo minabo, nibona Sarah hananu akakusasa na umungwi. Mulimu naize, Abrahama, ali Abrahama, ukaba nimbututu.
Sarah, God said, how you feeling, Sarah? This is a mixed multitude, but listen.
Sarah, aye maali, wikutocho ni Sarah, se kisichaba, sesi kopani kopani, kono amteleze.
No different. Well, glory to God, we're going to have it. Go get the bird eye and the pins and everything, get ready.
Hakuna shutano. Kihande, kanya kumulimu, lukabaniye na. Zamaya ungendonga nilipini, nilikakaufila, witukise.
All right. Another month passed. Sarah, how you feeling? No different.
Kurukile, kwelie ngwi ya afita. Sarah, wikutachwani? Hakuna shutano.
Year passed. Sarah, what about it? No different. 10 years passed. No different. 25 years passed. No different.
Mwaha wa afita, Sarah, kuchwani kana kwe chwale? Hakuna shutano. Miaha ye lishumi afita. Hakuna shutano. Miaha ye 25 yafita. Hakuna shutano.
Abraham, instead of getting weak, he got stronger and stronger. He knows it's going to be more of a miracle all the time.
Abraham kufita kubaya fokola. Aba ya tila hulu ni kutia. Naziwa kuline ikaba makazo etuna kana kukaufela.
Because he believed God. And he staggered out of the promise of God through unbelief.
Kakulina alumela kumulimu. Mina askasi tati alafasi episo wa mulimu. Kakusalumela.
He said, we're going to have it. One morning the womb of Sarah began to swell and little Isaac was born because Abraham believed God.
Kihali, lukabaniena. Mika kusasa na umungwi mbaya Sara ya kalakululuha. Misaka apipwa. Kakuli Abrahama, nalumela mulimu.
And he looked at the things, as counted those things that was not as though as they were.
Meata limafali kazeo, nikutali malika zesi yo inge kuli liteni.
Not by feelings, not by sight. You don't walk by feelings or sight, it's by faith.
Aki kama ikuto, aki kakutalima, hamuza mai kama ikuto kamba meto, kikatumelo.
And when God has pronounced anything, said whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive it, then hold on to it. God said so, it's got to be so. Amen. Demons.
Michole mulimu habu lezisi kakaufila kuli, kaufila so kupa, haulapela, lumela kuli, wamuhela. Kipeto ina ulibelezi cholo, mulimu na ulibelezi cholo, kulukela kupa cholo. Amen. Madimona, tumelo kundate, tumelo kumwana, tumelo kumoya okenile, zetalu kinto ilingwi. Madimona akasaba, mibaeza mibazuhe, tumelo kujehova, ikanyo
urasa. That's right. Oh my, surely it is. Have faith in God. Look to him, don't you move, stay right there. God said so.
Yeo kiniti, oh mawi, kiniti kichwalo, muwe ni tumelo kumulimu, mutali mekuyena, musike mwashenya, amu ineona fo, mulimu na abulezi chwalo.
Demons, what are they? They're spiritual beings.
Mi, madimona, kili kamangi, kili bupi waza moya.
Now the doctor says, you got cancer, you got TB, you got cataract, you got pleurisy, you got this, it's a devil.
Chwale do. Doko tauli, unani kansa, unani TB, unani kali, unani maswafu achile, unani se, kidiabolosi.
It's a life. And behind that life is a spirit.
Kibupilo, mimamula wabupilo wani, kunani moya.
How many knows and can see that a cancer, cataract, it's a spirit, got life in it.
Kibabaka waziba, nikubona kansa yani, kali, kanani, kisi moya, sina, nibupilo kusona.
Well, nothing can have life without spirit, you see. So there has to be a life to operate that somewhere.
Kiande, akuna ze kuna kubani bupilo kusina moya, mabona. Kacholo, kuna ni kubani bupilo, wabu sebeza zeo, koko ngui.
Even that tree there has life in it. All the science in the world couldn't make one blade of grass. Did you know that?
Neba yona kota yani, fani, iba ni bupilo kuyona. Science kao ufera mwalifasi, ayiko ni kupangali tali, lili ngula buchwani. Kana maziba cholo?
They make something look like it. But they can't find the formula of life. That's God.
Bapanga ntu engwe yebonala ingelona. Kuno wako nikufumana mu kwa bupilo. Ya nikimulimu.
See? Jesus said to the tree, cursed be you. You don't have any fruit and you'll never have any.
Mwabona Jesu alikuwa kota. Ukuti wa wena. Haona muselo ni omukana. Mia ona kuba ni omukana.
It passed back by that's about 8 o'clock at morning, passed back about 11 o'clock as he's going to dinner.
Vafita kanzila yani, haba kuta. Nelika ee tikolo kwa kakusasana. Wani, vayo kutaka 11 kiloko. Hane vaya kwa mula lelo.
Peter said, look at that tree, it's dead from the roots up. Why? Jesus rebuked the life that was in that tree that was in the roots and the whole thing died. Hallelujah!
Petros ali, talima kote yani, ishu ile kukala kwa mivisi. Kupahama, kinyi. Nao manje upilo wone buli mwakote yani wone buli mwamibisi mikote kaofela yashwa. Hallelujah.
That same Christ can rebuke a cancer from the roots and the whole thing alive.
Yena Christ yashwa nani wako na kwa manya cancer kuzomamibisi nitaba yateni ishwe.
That tree was standing there just the same as it was hours before, but she finally the leaves begin to drop off and then she the bark begin to peel off.
Kotani ne yemifani inge mone ivezi lihola zene fitile. Kono mufumana matali akalakuwa kwa tengi. Mimu wone ni makwati ayebawa kwa tengi.
And begin to wear away. Day after day and week after week and after a while there wasn't even one speck of that tree left. Hallelujah!
Mini akalakuzo kwa tengi. Zazi ni zazi. Nisunda ni sunda. Mikasamu la wanyana nekusina neba siemba sako tayani. Zene sisiezi. Hallelujah!
Cancer, tumor, cataract or anything else will have to go when Christ speaks. He cast out devils.
Kansa sitombo kale. Kamba sikakaofila. Likaya Jesu havulela. Nalele kile mioya.
He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Speak with new tongues. Take up serpents or drink deadly things. Will not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Mikihali kalibizo laka waka leleka mioya. Waka vulela kamali miamancha. Waka swalali noha kamba kuna sifanu. Halina kubatisi za kozi. Hawaka beamazo ufabakuli. Vao waka foliswa.
You love him? I'm sorry I kept you an hour here this afternoon sitting here. You love the Lord?
Mwamulata, munisu walele ni mivulukile hola mutumbi mo, musiali chwana, inge muinzi. Mwalata mule nakana.
What's going to happen now if you accept Christ as your healer and believe in your heart that something has happened to you? And you believe you're healed, or are you going to believe that you're healed?
Kinze kaza la chwale, haiba wamwe la kreste kuwa mfulisi wa hao, miulume la mwapilu ya hao kuli sesingwe sieza halile kuwena, mimulume le kuli mukafuliswa. Kana mukalumela kuli mukafoliswa.
Don't let the devil pin nothing else on you. Just keep on.
Musike mwalumela za diabolo siku mingomela sika. Muzule pilifela.
Doctor say, doctor, how does it look? He said, why, it's still there. In your heart, you know what's happened.
Dokota, muli, dokota, simona lachwani. Naize, kingi. Sisa litengi. Mwapilu ya hao waziba zeza halile.
First thing you'll say, wonder what happened to that thing. And say, look, doctor, I'm going to tell you. Here's what happened. Jesus Christ healed me. That's right. Jesus Christ healed me.
Nto ya pili mwaziba muli, anizibi ze zaalile kusona. Mimuli, talima dokota, nikakuvulelela. Kisese zaalile. Jesu Christe unifolisize. Yoke niti. Jesu Christe unifolisize.
All right. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Brother Willett, would you come here just a minute, brother?
Kulukile, aluina misenilite ozalu na fana kunyana. Mzole Willett, taakwanu, fana kunyana mzole.
Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the blood of Christ. And maybe sometimes that thy servant, Lord, doesn't use wisdom to speaking so long.
Chwale, ndatea kwa lihalimu, luitumezi kama liya kreste. Mimu endili na koze mwiku limutanga hao mulena. Hai tusivu tali, kakubulelana kwe tele chwalo.
But I maybe feel like Paul that preached all night one night. A little fellow fell out of the window and got killed.
Kononi kona kuikutuasi na Paulusi, yana kutalizebu siu kao fela bubu mwi. Muchayo mungwe awe la mali haulo miabula iwa.
And that apostle with the word of God in his life went laid his body over the boy. Life come in him and he lived again.
Mimu apostola yani nilinzula mulimu mwabupilo wa hae. Aya alova za mubili wa hae. Famubili wa mushimani. Bupilo wa kutila kuyena miapila hape.
Dear God, I realize that the sunset of this great civilization is now setting. Way past spent, the middle of the day is gone, the evening shadows are falling.
Mulemu yomunde, nile mwakuli kulikela kwa zoro piliye, kuya kuhunsu falachwale. Na kose ifelile luli, liza azilamu sihali, selile, miluti ya manziwana seikwahela.
Great light is breaking forth from the kingdom of God to take its place of this gross darkness coming on the earth.
Liselile lituna lapa zulakuzwa, mwamu kuso wa mulimu, kulilingesi wa kasalififi, lelinsu, lelitale, falifasi.
God, I realize I'm getting older every day. Let me go, Lord. Give me strength. Help me to tell this great truth everywhere. Help us tomorrow afternoon that we'll understand more.
Mulimu nilemwakuli niya nisupalaza zinizazi. Nilumeleze niya mulena. Nifemata. Nituse kuli nivulele niti tunaye kai ni kai. Lutuse kamu somusi ya likuli. Lutu sisahulu.
Dear God, bless this little audience this afternoon.
Mimulimu ya munde. Fuyolas chabanyana se musi ya lichwana.
Tonight when they gather in for the healing service, may every man and every woman get to one another and go to talk and say, now here's, don't have any more doubt.
Busi uvo, abata kupanela kwa sebelezo ya foliso, mimuna kaufela, nimusali kaufela, abe ni omungwi, mibaka kuamboli sana. Nikubule lakuli, chwale kiefa, usike waba, nikukakanya nihanyani.
We understand where it comes from now. We know it's a devil, and we know when he leaves, he has to come at the command of God, he has to. God's done said so. He has to leave.
Lwa utwisisa koli zwele la chwale. Luziba kulikidia vulosi. Milwa aziba kwa pila. Una nikuzwa katia ilo ya mulimu. Una nikuba chwalo. Mulimu ubuleziwa na chwalo. Una nikuzwa.
Then may they go out happy, rejoicing, claiming their healing. Nothing, let nothing stand in their way anymore. Just go believing.
Mi haba zwele fa ndibata vile. Vanyaka lale. Inge vai pizza folisi wabona. Kutokwe sisika yemela manzila. Ni hanyani. Vai fela inge valumela.
God made this little church here and these cooperating churches have a revival after this meeting. Lord, that'll just pack it through and many hundreds of souls be brought into the kingdom of God. Grant it, Father.
Mi mulimu chwale kelekenya na ye kwanu. Nilikeleke zelu sebelisa na nizo na ze. Live ni ancha fazo ka samula wa muko pano omulena. Zeo likaza malila fela. Mi mioyo ye mianda anda emingata. Itiso mambusa wa mulimu. Lumeleza cholonde ate.
May men and women here from across the nations and other places, may they take the message back to their churches. May they have an old-fashioned revival. Grant it, Lord. Forgive us of our sins now. Help us to be your servants in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Vana babangata nivasalimo, kuzwa kwavuse walina ha niliva kazengwe. Shangwe, haba angeli ngusa kukutila kwa likelekeza bona. Mi haba venia nchafazo ya mfuta wakale. Lumeleza choromulena. Luswalele libizalo na chwale. Lutuse kubaba tanga ba hao. Kalibizo la Jesus Christi. Amen.
I wonder while you're sitting here, is there a sinner in the building today who would say, Brother Branham, remember me in prayer. Will you raise up your hand? Is there a sinner person? I don't know.
Anizibi hanze mwinzi fo. Kana kuna ni mweza libi mwamu yao moka chenu. Ya kabule ya kuli. Muzwale Branham. Ni hupule mwali tapelo. Kikuli ukaza cholo. Na anulali zola hao. Kana kuna ni mutu wa mweza libi. Hani.
God bless you, lady. Is there, God bless you, sir. You. God bless you. I wonder if you, now this is to you.
Mulimu waku fuyole kalibe, kana utengi. Mulimu waku fuyole mungaka, wena, niwena, niwena. Mulimu waku fuyole, anizibi haiba muka, chwale se kisakumina.
See, I don't believe in going back in the audience, and I don't criticize others who do it. I don't believe in going in the audience and trying to pull someone, see.
Mwabona, anirumeli, mwaku kutila masijaba, anilu anisi baba ngui, baba ezanga chwalo. Anirumeli, mwaku kena. Masijaba nikulika kuhuwa mutu, mwabona?
No man can come except the Father who's drawing him. See? That's right. You're just pulling him up there against his will. See?
Hakuna mutu yako nakuta konji ndati hamu vizize, mwabona? Yoki niti, muka muhuwa fela ingi asalati, mwabona?
But if God knocks at your heart, you're the greatest privileged person in the world. You just don't know how many people I've talked to.
Kono haiba mulimu, angongo tafapiru ya hao. Umutu ya litono la hulumalifasi. Amuzibi fela bungate wabatu, wani ambozi nivona.